This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
You're gonna do that. Here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
I'd like to begin today's remarks by providing an update on the packages and devices that have been mailed to high-profile figures throughout our country and a media organization. I am pleased to inform you that law enforcement has apprehended the suspect and taken him into custody. It's an incredible job by law enforcement. We've carried out a far-reaching federal, state, and local investigation to find the person or persons responsible for these events. These terrorizing acts are despicable and have no place in our country.
This entire show is going to be about Florida Man. Nate Shellman here, filling in for Dana. This is still her show. It's still the Dana Show. She's taking Friday off. I'm broadcasting out of Boise, Idaho, and it is a pleasure, it is an honor to be sitting in for Dana once again. 56-year-old Caesar Sayak lost his van today. Arrested in connection with the suspicious packages. He has a criminal history. He has ties to New York. Seems to be a bit redundant. He has a Florida address. Arrested. Now what? We've all seen, by now, you've probably seen a picture of a van wrapped in a tarp. As that van was being transported from just outside the AutoZone where it was to where they do the processing and investigation, where they go full-on CSI on this vehicle. Every fingerprint, every hair, every dirt speck will be analyzed, reanalyzed, taken apart. The tarp came off the van. As it happens, if you've ever traveled on the freeway with a tarp over your truck, if you've ever had a tarp just to hold a, you know, just lost a window, tarps come off. And when the tarp came off, it showed a wide array of reading material covering the windows of this white van. Very pro-Trump, very anti-CNN. And a lot of reading material. That's what you could just see from the pictures. You're going to hear a lot about unity. You're going to hear a lot about rhetoric. You're going to hear a lot about fault and blame. There's going to be doubters out there that wonder if this guy is set up, if he's a patsy, if this is all some kind of conspiracy. I don't know. But you know what? Here's what I do know. I know that if I don't like what could be happening or if I disagree with somebody's stance, I'm not going to stop disagreeing with somebody's stance and I'm not going to stop saying, hey, I disagree with your stance. if some other crazy lunatic, if some alleged crazy lunatic and others are sending threatening letters, possible devices to those who I disagree with, I'm not going to stop disagreeing with them. Okay? I do not support, because we all have to say this now, I do not support violence. I do not support sending letter bombs, mail bombs, envelope bombs, anthrax, any of it, fake or real, to somebody I disagree with. I can argue just fine. The rhetoric doesn't have to go anywhere. Nobody died. Nobody died because somebody disagreed with them. Okay, just understand that. Sticks and stones. And 99.999% of people who want to see this country continue on the path it's going down aren't homicidal maniacs. They don't want to threaten to kill somebody. They just want to go to work. That's all they want to do. I want to go to work. I want maybe the Browns to play a football game that doesn't go into overtime and possibly land in a victory. That'd be nice. A guy can dream, can he? But I don't have to get in anyone's face, and I don't have to send letters to anybody. So forgive me for everybody that's going to tell me that I need to dial down my rhetoric. No, I actually don't, because I haven't heard every single word that's come out of Dana's mouth, but I don't think she's telling anyone to send threatening mailbox letters to people we disagree with. I'm not telling people to send threatening mailbox letters to people we disagree with. But you can't stop talking. You can't. You can't do that. Because when you do that, well, they win. The only thing we own 100% are our thoughts and convictions. Everything else is up for negotiation. I got a great car that the bank owns. Okay? I mean, I have my clothes. But my thoughts and how I feel about something, those are truly my own. So how do we continue, for those of you who want both sides. Half of you want a red wave. Half of you want a blue wave. I keep on just forgetting how vast the Dana Loesch nation is.
We now go live to Simpson Redhawks basketball with Connor Sutton.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to Simpson Redhawks basketball opening night here at the Grant Center here in Redding, California, as the Simpson University Redhawks taking the floor for the first time here in 2018-19, taking on West Coast Baptist College. The starting lineups for Simpson: Tion Martin, Brandon Moss, Aaron Berry, Blake Trent, and John Manjon. For Simpson is taking on West Coast Baptist, who has the ball moving to our right in their dark uniforms. On the right side of the floor, Jacob Manius swings it out now up top to Hanna. Hanna puts the ball on the floor. The right hand now goes up. It's partially blocked by Tion Martin. Here comes the Redhawks off the floor. Long pass, John Manjon. It's almost intercepted. Now to Blake Trent. Right angle three. Yes! And this place erupts. 3-0 Simpson. Nick Coral on the right angle for West Coast Baptist. Now hands to Joseph Lowe. Swings from right to left. Now down to the paint to Josh Cromwell with his back to the basket. Now a double. Here's a swing up top. Good look at three from Manus. It's no good. Rebound tip. And it comes to Baptist. Here's a quick floater. No good. Rebound Aaron Berry. Here comes Simpson from right to left. Berry on the move. Berry. No one's going to stop him. Right to the rack. Right hand. Finish. Good. He goes to the ground, but it doesn't matter. And it's 5-0 Simpson. And one thing that is clear from the start is this team is going to run at all costs. 2 minutes into this game, it's 5-0. Joseph Lowe on the right angle, picked up by Blake Trent, the sharp outside shooter, now swings deep up top to Jacob Manus, to Nick Coral. Coral from way downtown. No, another offensive rebound for West Coast Baptist. Seth Hanna now to the right side. Stutter step, and Tion Martin has a steal. Martin by himself, right hand finish, good. 7-0. And West Coast Baptist off to a good start, or check that, off to a rough start offensively. 7-0, 2.5 minutes into this contest. Right angle now swings to the left side to Nick Coral. Try for three. It's good. And that puts the Eagles on the board and it's 7-3. Back in the other direction. Across the timeline is Aaron Berry. Stops on the left. Now swings to Manjohn Toe on the three-point line. From right to left to Blake Trent. Pick and roll. John Manjohn puts on the floor once. Gets into the paint. Left-hand finish. Just pops out. Good execution there from Simpson. Unable to get the bucket. 3 minutes gone by. 7-3. West Coast Baptist going from left to right. Here's a tough turnaround jumper. Air ball. Comes to Aaron Berry. Here comes Simpson now in transition. Berry. Berry. Again, nobody stops him. No-look pass. Manjohn, but he can't hang on. And a turnover. Ken Modica is going to come into this game for the first time for Simpson. Modica Jr., and now let's see here. They're making him come out for some reason here. Let's see. And now they're just going to have to come out, so JT Branch is going to come in. I'm not sure what's going on there. Maybe a wristband or something. I'm not sure. But here comes West Coast Baptist moving from left to right. Swings to the left angle. Now a quick handoff off the pick. Joseph Lowe, floater from 14 is good. I believe it was good in a foul. Nope, it's going to be two shots. Tough from this angle to see if that one went down. First foul on Blake Trent. So many new faces on this Redhawks team, a lot of them very athletic. 16:48 to go. The first free throw is good from West Coast Baptist. Joseph Lowe at the line for the Eagles. So Blake Trent's going to come out. So JT Branch and Kenneth Modica Jr. is into the game with Tion Martin, Aaron Berry, and John Manjohn, arguably the most athletic lineup Simpson can have. Both free throws are good, cutting the lead to 2-7-5. Less than 3.5 minutes gone by here in this one. Tion Martin, the freshman, bringing it up the floor out of John Muir High School. Now gives Aaron Berry left angle. Berry waits for him a pick. Jabs right, goes left to the baseline. Now a lob pass is tipped. Tion Martin tries to save it. He goes out of bounds, but he saves it in another direction. West Coast Baptist up the floor, and a quick whistle and a foul is going to be on JT Branch. Kind of a smart foul there by Branch, because it would have been a one-on-one to the rack, and instead West Coast Baptist is going to have to set up their offense. So much anticipation built around this Simpson University team after a 6-win improvement last year under new head coach Todd Franklin, who's kind of taken the Cal Pack by storm and kind of Reading by storm as well with his new food truck park in downtown Reading. A man with many talents. West Coast Baptist now will move it into the right side of the floor behind the back with a dribble. Now a pass that's almost taken away from to Steph Hanna. Another left angle, and T.L. Martin has a steal. Lob pass, John Manjohn, it's tipped away. Martin trying to push the floor a little too much, and here comes the Eagles in the other direction. Steph Hanna across the timeline, stops, pops for three. It's good, and West Coast Baptist has the lead for the first time tonight. Simpson started out with 7 straight points. Since then, it's been all West Coast Baptist. JT Branch down low. Modica, his shot is blocked. Gets it back. Goes up. Blocked again. West Coast Baptist is going to take over, but he stepped out of bounds. Todd Franklin telling everybody to relax there on the sideline. Simpson to calm down a little bit. They'll get the ball under the basket. First couple of minutes, very few turnovers, lots of good passes as Jalen Cooper, the returner, checking into the game. But now, as this ball is going to be kicked on the inbound pass. A couple turnovers, and that has got West Coast Baptist right back into this game. Four minutes gone by. Inbound to JT Branch in the right corner. Now puts the ball on the floor, retreats to beyond the three-point line of the baseline. Now to Tion Martin. Martin jabs right, goes left, step back, dribble, wants an on-ball screen. Now hesitates, now goes between the legs. Tough shot. He is fouled, and it's going to be on the ground before the shot. A tough floater was coming there. This is the first foul on West Coast Baptist, the first personal on Josh Cromwell. Inbound to John Manjohn, but he can't finish with the left hand. West Coast Baptist trying to extend their lead, 8-7. Tion Martin with a good on-ball defense. Nick Coral, deep right angle, three, short. JT Branch, the big athletic forward with the rebound. Here comes Tion Martin up the floor. Martin stops the three-point line. Nice move. Now goes back to the left hand. What a gorgeous feed. Inside Manjon goes up. Foul. What a setup there from Tion Martin, putting his defender on skates twice. And then going right to the rack, finding his open teammate, who then got fouled. And he will shoot a pair. First foul on Nick Coral, the big fella for West Coast Baptist. The senior out of Michigan. Second team foul. Manjon's first free throw to tie the game is up and good. 15-23 to go here in the first half. Remember, 20-minute halves. Should have a media timeout coming up here shortly to get us to our first break in the action. Second free throw is good for John Manjon. And now as Simpson put on some pressure, we're going to have a foul in the backcourt. It'll be on JT Branch, who just picked up his second. So we'll see if Coach Franklin decides to leave him in here. Again, the Redhawks staying in that full court press here to start. Quick inbounds now, a pass out of it. Here comes West Coast Baptist up the floor. Ball is kicked, but a foul. A little too aggressive there for Simpson. Just the first on Modica. Here's a steal. Jalen Cooper by himself. Look out below. The two-hand flush. The first dunk of the season, and Simpson has a three-point lead. Martin goes for a steal. Can't come away with it. Picks up the foul, and Simpson quickly, 5 minutes into this game, has five team fouls. Aaron Berry checks back in for the Redhawks. Here's a feed now on the baseline to Ian Russell, just checked into the game. John Manjon's on him to the right angle, now to low, up top, now swinging from right to left. The left side to Seth Hanna. Seth Hanna gets right in the paint. He's stripped out of his hands. It's going to be Simpson ball. Good defense there by Tion Martin. He knocked it off the leg. Of West Coast Baptist. Martin now in three-point range. Nice feed inside. Manjon lays it in. Oh, what a setup. And now we have a bad pass. And it's going to be a turnover. It'll be Simpson ball. Our score. Brandon Moss checking back in for Simpson. John Manjon puts it on the floor and an offensive foul. He lowered his shoulder. And now early in this contest, foul trouble is becoming an issue for the Redhawks. Modica is going to come into the game for him. Todd Franklin asking about an explanation on that. Redhawks staying in that full court pressure, leading by five. Quick inbounds pass. Now the double, looking up the floor. Swings to the right side. Now to Joseph Lowe. Lowe's cut off. Ball's loose. It comes to Brandon Moss. Moss in transition right to the rack. Left hand finish. Yes. 15-8 now. Simpson leads by seven. They led 7-0 earlier. And now lead by seven yet again. Quickly breaking the press. Nick Coral. Coral inside. And a blocking foul on Brandon Moss. He's not happy with the call. Almost would have been a block by Aaron Berry. But instead, it's the seventh team foul on Simpson in 6 minutes. So West Coast Baptist will be at the line the rest of this first half. Sometimes when you're so excited, you don't have a chance to avoid some contact, trying to be aggressive. Early on, West Coast Baptist 2-for-10. Simpson is 6-for-10. However, the real key has been the turnovers. John Manjohn has 4 to lead Simpson. 5 turnovers for the Redhawks, 7 for West Coast Baptist. It's been a sloppy first half, but that's what you kind of come to predict in a game that is the opening night. Both free throws are good. 15-10. Right angle, Aaron Berry. Simpson has 3-4 at their starting lineup back into the game. Berry jabs right, goes left. Blake Trenton out of the baseline. Teon Martin jabs, now fires for 3. Money! Teon Martin from downtown, the second triple of the night for Simpson. And it's putting on the pressure now. Here's Ian Russell. Double team, swings out up top. Jalen Cooper's got a steal. 3-on-2. Cooper by himself, hangs in the air. Foul, and he will get to the line. And a chance to extend the lead to 10 here with a pair of free throws. And that's what this team has the ability to do, is get out and run. And not only that, they will run it down your throats. First free throw from Jalen Cooper is good. Cooper last year was kind of that sixth man who then played big minutes down the stretch. He's improved his shooting greatly, knocks down both, 20-10. 13:41 remaining in the first half. 10-point game. Here's Nick Correll across the timeline. Picked up my Modica. Now up top, Joseph Lowe. Back to Correll. He'll try for 3. No. Teon Martin rebound. Outlet pass. Ken Modica. Look out below. Throws it down. And a technical foul is going to be called on Simpson for taunting. Wow, that was a quick tee. So, 22-10, West Coast Baptist is going to shoot free throws. Modica's going to come out of the game, and he's looking at Coach Franklin like, what did I do wrong? And Todd Franklin, give him some credit. 22-10, the first free throw is clean from Nick Correll. Early on, 4 points for Cooper, 5 for Martin. Moss has 2, Berry with 2, Trent with 3. Modica's got 2, and John Manjohn has 4. So Simpson spreading the wealth a little bit in this first half. Still very early, 22-11. Redhawks started on a 7-0 run, and then were countered by an 8-0 run by West Coast Baptist to take the lead. And since then, it's been all Redhawks. Right angle now, pass is almost taken away. Berry now picks up off top, pass is deflected. It's going to stay in the hands of Ian Russell. Russell puts it on the floor. Ball's loose. It's going to go to West Coast Baptist. Diving on the floor, nowhere to go. Ball's tipped. It comes to Berry. Berry split the double team. Berry by himself. He lays it up and in. Looked like he lost his handle on the way up. But a good job by Aaron Berry just to finish the play. 24-21. Seth Hanna now across the timeline to Manis. Manis puts the ball on the floor to his left. Back to Lowe. To the left angle to Seth Hanna. Back to the basket. Now Ian Russell. He squares up. Tough step back jumper over John Manjohn. Short. Julian Cooper tries to come with a rebound. Offensive rebound. And then a putback from Jacob Manis. He puts it in. 24-13. West Coast Baptist living on the offensive glass early. Here's Teon Martin. Deep three-point range. Wants an on-ball screen. Comes off it to his left. Hesitates with the dribble. Now he thought about it. Crosses over. Gets right on the paint. Looks up. Right-hand finish. No. And the rebound comes to West Coast Baptist. Gorgeous move from Martin, though. Just unable to finish. Simpson struggling to match up. Joseph Lowe to the baseline. Here is Russell for 3. An air ball. Martin tracks down the rebound. Up the floor to Aaron Berry. Taken away. And Martin early on in this contest trying to push it just a tad too much up the floor with his third turnover. 24-13. Pass is deflected. And we're going to have an illegal screen. Martin talking to Franklin as he goes to the bench, aware of his mistakes, as Zach Burns will come into the game for the first time for Simpson. 24-13, and that will get us to our first timeout. 11:52 to go. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004.
but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, I'm Holly from Holly Bail Bonds. We have been locally owned and serving our community since 1992. We need to stop the Bail Reform Act. SB 10 endangers public safety and will cost taxpayers millions. Bail is a vital public safety tool that ensures people who have been arrested for crimes will return to court for trial. What can you do to help protect our community from SB 10? Come to Holly Bail Bonds, located at 1737 Plaster Street, and sign our petition to stop the threat to honest citizens and put SB 10 to a public vote.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
24-13 our score here out of the first media timeout. The story of this first half has been turnovers, but both teams are trying to put the floor so much they've kind of lost the handle a couple of times. We'll set the lineups for you here in a moment. As Aaron Berry enters to Zach Burns. He's alongside Blake Trent, Jalen Cooper, and John Manjohn for the Redhawks. Burns getting his first action here as the freshman out of Nevada. Berry jabs right, goes left. Gets to the middle of the floor. Nice little fake pass. And he lays it up and in. And a foul. And a chance for one more at the line. Aaron Berry, newcomer of the year in the Cal Pack last year with a nice jab step to his right. Went back to his left to lay it up and in. Again, kind of lost the handle. Lost his footing a little bit going up. 26-13. Simpson has now doubled the score of West Coast Baptist here on opening night. First free throw, first and only free throw is good. 27-13. Berry near Simpson's leading scorer. Now here is West Coast Baptist. Spin dribble to the middle of the floor. Swings to left angle. Seth Hanna. Hanna now to the left side to Joseph Lowe. Back to the hand on the baseline. Hanna holding. Now throws to Manis. Nowhere to go. Simpson with good defense. West Coast Baptist unable to get anything going. Here's a deep three. Got it. Seth Hanna, the junior out of Lancaster, knocks it down in the other direction. Blake Trent now catches, finds John Manjohn to the right angle. Aaron Berry to the corner to Jalen Cooper, far side. Back down low. John Manjohn passes deflected in a steal. 3-on-2. West Coast Baptist all the way. Here's the lay-in. No. Offensive rebound is tipped. It's going to come back to West Coast Baptist. Passes looked inside. Jalen Cooper with a steal. Blake Trent. Trent stops, spins, middle of the floor, hangs in the air, can't get it. Rebound controlled by Jacob Manis. Back and forth here early on. Lowe catches it across the timeline of the corner. Here's a tough three, passes, or shot is blocked. Now here comes Aaron Berry, up the floor, Blake Trent. Trent catches, looks up the floor, he lays it up, it pops out, second chance, yeah, lays it in, yes. 29-16, 10:30 to go, first half. Nick Coral, deep right angle, three-point range, and a whistle and a foul on Aaron Berry. And he's not happy with the call. I'm trying to see what the call was. It's going to be 1-1 on a hand check. That was a quick whistle there. 29-16 as Nick Coral will head to the free throw stripe. Seth Hanna, Joseph Lowe out of the game for West Coast Baptist. 29-16, the first free throw is good. Gets to see the second one. Ten-21 to go. Second free throw, no good. Ball's tipped, it comes to Zach Burns. Burns looks inside John Manjohn. He's double. Swings the Cooper. Cooper jabs right. Goes left. Gets into the paint. Lays it up. No whistle. Thought it was going to be an offensive foul. Instead, it's a rebound for West Coast Baptist. Steven Wheeler now handles the ball. Who just checked in. Swings up top to Seth Hanna. Hanna to the right angle. Now to the baseline. Here's an open 18-footer from Ian Russell. It's good. 29-19. Here's Aaron Berry now. Simpson leading by 10. And we are going to have a stoppage of play as there's some fluid on the floor here. 29-19. So Simpson will take it out on the side, 29-19. John Manjohn now catches off the pick, swings to Blake Trent, deep three-point range. He's got range from way downtown. Martin now to Burns. 18 on the shot clock. Burns now waiting, looking for a double screen. He's going to come off it to his left. Looks now to the paint. Bad pass. It comes to Manjohn. Manjohn gets right into the paint. Left-hand finish. No. Barry tries to tip. It's loose. It goes out of bounds. It will be West Coast Baptist ball. 9:30 to go. First half. 29-19. Justin Nieto takes off the warm-up. He will check into the game for the first time at the next whistle. In and out dribble from Steven Wheeler. Putting the ball on the floor. Gets to the inside the three-point line. He's a right-angle three. No, and a loose ball foul. Wow. It's going to be on Simpson. But Trent was trying to box out Ian Russell, and instead it's going to be a loose ball foul on Trent, who just picked up his second. So two fouls on Trent, two fouls on Modica, and two fouls on Aaron Berry. Simpson now in the double bonus, or I should say West Coast Baptist in the double bonus. 10 fouls on the Red Hawks, just 5 for the Eagles. 9:21 to go. Free throw is good as it rattled around and fell through. Substitution now. Jalen Cooper is going to come in for Trent, who has the 2 fouls. Martin with Manjohn, Cooper, Barry, and Nieto. I think Manjohn's got some blood on his hand. And he's going to have to come out of the game, I believe. They're going to need to get him a sub. Maybe not. Quick stoppage of play here. Simpson won't be back at home until November 12th as they will take on Portland Bible College. Manjohn now comes back into the game after the quick, I think he had some, probably a cut on his hand it looked like. 29-21. Cooper inbounds to Tion Martin. They're going to pick him up in full court. He crosses right over and goes by Steven Wheeler. Martin now retreats to the three-point line, finds Manjohn with his back to the basket. Double team, fakes the pass. He's been in the key a while. Now a little up and under. Nice move, lays it in. John Manjohn, one of the big reasons Simpson's going to have a shot to win the conference championship this year. That big fella can work down low. Wheeler now swings to Ian Russell. Now a whistle and a foul on Jalen Cooper. That's the 11th team foul. Wow. A lot of quick whistles tonight, but Simpson having to go deep into their bench in this first half because of the foul trouble. Seth Hanna at the line, 31-21. First free throw is good. A lot of people in the building tonight here for this one. And what has been a highly anticipated home opener. Second free throw is also good. Here's Aaron Berry on the right angle. Swings up top. Tion Martin setting up the offense, directing traffic. Wait for an on-ball screen. Now finds John Manjohn, who catches and then is fouled on the catch. That'll be the 16th foul. So one more, and Simpson will be at the line the rest of the half. .847 remaining in the opening half. Alex Andrus into the game for the first time out of Slovakia. Don't even try to ask me where what city it's from. Nieto's shot is blocked. It's going to go out of bounds. It's going to stay Simpson ball. With 15 on the shot clock, Martin the trigger man swings into Manjohn. Manjohn a quick little half hook, switches hands in midair, and then lays it in. That was a pretty move from John Manjohn. 33-23. 8:30 to go. Ball's loose. Alex Andrus with the ball when he lost it. Gets it back, but the pass is now taken away by Nieto in the other direction. Manjohn to the rack. Left-hand finish. Good. What a catch and a score from John Manjohn. 35-23. No timeout. West Coast Baptist. I'm shocked. Behind the back dribble from Joseph Lowe. Now swings to Manis. Swings out. Open look for three. This is well short. Rebound. Barry up the floor. Manjon by himself. Dunks it home. And this place is going bonkers in the first half. 37-23. Manjon leads all scorers with 12. Pass in the paint. Manis goes up. Swings it back out. Pass is deflected. Barry almost kept it alive. He dives hard into the ground. However, it'll be Simpson ball. That was a gnarly fall there. But he gets up quickly. In this first half, Simpson has been playing a lot of players already 12 men deep. 37-23. We'll take a break here at the media timeout. 7:43 to go in the first half here on KCNR. 14-60.
Washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the car wash club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
37-23 here out of the timeout. As quickly, Stephen Wheeler is fouled by Teon Martin, who just picked up his second. The third Red Hawk now with two fouls. Wheeler misses the first free throw. The difference in this game, Simpson from the field, 15 of 24. West Coast Baptist, 6 of 22. 62.5% for Simpson, 27.3% for West Coast Baptist. Second free throw also no good. Brandon Moss with the rebound. Also, points off turnovers favor Simpson by 17. Jalen Cooper now stops at the outside the three-point line on the left angle. Now waits, looking for a screen. Comes off it to his right to Zach Burns. Right angle now, Alex Andrews. Andrews waits, 15 on the clock. Puts on the floor to Brandon Moss. Moss to Zach Burns. Catches, now with 12 on the clock. Looks down low to Nieto. Burns, nowhere to go. Gets it knocked out of hands, and a whistle, and a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive foul. Looks like it. Offense right there, a little stagnant. Seemed like a lot of miscommunication there. Something you kind of come to expect in the first game of the year, though. The eighth turnover from Simpson, 12 for West Coast Baptist. However, West Coast Baptist has gotten to the line 12 times, knocking down eight. 7 minutes, 10 seconds to go. 37-23. Seth Hanna now up top to Nick Coral to the right angle to Wheeler. Looks down low, bad pass. It's deflected, and it's going to be a backcourt violation. Good pressure defensively there by Simpson, able to force yet another turnover, the 13th of the night. Only one player in double figures is John Manjon, who's got 12 points on 5 of 7 shooting. As Zach Burns enters the ball into play, he's got the ball in the left hand side, putting the ball on the floor. Looks down low to Brandon Moss. Pass is deflected. Comes back to Burns. Burns bound low and a bad pass. It's deflected again. The two freshman point guards for Simpson kind of trying to figure out the speed of this game. Might take them a little while, but so far Couple of sloppy passes down low. Manjohn wide open. Lay-in is good. John Manjohn's got 14 first half points. 6 of 8, very efficient from the floor. Nick Coral, right angle, now swings up top to Wheeler from right to left to Hannah. Hannah now pass fake, swings up top. Here's a good look at 3 for Coral. It pops in and out. Good box out from Andrews, but an offensive rebound. Now underscore to the floor, keeping it alive, and it's taken back. Wow, my goodness. A lot of action on the floor. We're going to have a kick. It's going to be in favor of West Coast Baptist, I believe. And Todd Franklin can't believe it. My goodness. The rebound came to West Coast Baptist. Then Andrews stole it from, I believe it was Coral, and then it was taken out of his hands. All the meanwhile, a lot of pushing and shoving going in, down, but no fouls. 39-23. 6 minutes, 29 seconds remaining. Franklin wanted a foul call. Didn't get there. Here's an open three. Air ball. Offensive rebound. Quick lay-in from Nick Coral. Not much you can do there defensively. Up the floor now to Jalen Cooper from Zach Burns. Back to Burns near the beak of the Red Hawk here at center court. Alex Andrews, deep three-point range. Now finds Brandon Moss straight away. Far side to Burns. Looking down low for Manjohn. Comes off a screen to his left. Hesitates. Looks now. Finds John Manjohn. Back to the basket and a whistle and a foul. And Manjohn is going to get to the line to shoot the 1-1. Manjohn so far tonight, 2 for 2 from the line. Luka Tabak coming into the game for the first time out of Croatia. One of the big stories of the new recruits. Father played for the Houston Rockets and against the Dream Team in the 92 Olympics in the gold medal game. Manjohn's first free throw off the back of the iron. No good. Rebound comes to Ian Russell. Pushes it up the floor now to Hannah. Hannah's picked up. Goes right inside. He is fouled by Jalen Cooper. And again, West Coast Baptist is going to get to the line. Second foul on Cooper. Now 4 players in foul trouble here in the first half. First free throw good. West Coast Baptist hanging around because of their ability to get to the line and knock down free throws. Second one pops out. Rebound comes to Bach. 12 players have played for Simpson tonight. Zach Burns puts on the floor to Aaron Berry. Near side of the NBC camps. Bad pass deflected and a whistle and a foul from behind. It's on Sam Rumley who pushing the back to Manjohn, and that will send John Manjohn right back to the line to shoot the 1-1. 8th team foul on West Coast Baptist. West Coast Baptist, members of the NCCAA. Todd Franklin calling over. Trying to figure out who the foul was there. The foul is on Sam Rumley. Manjohn to shoot the 1-1. Burns going over to talk to Franklin. Franklin just telling him to calm down. This free throw barely grazes the iron. And after a good start to the night from the line for Manjohn, he's missed his last two. Here's Seth Hanna now. Hedges on the screen out of the baseline to Ian Russell. Goes up, blocked by Aaron Berry out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. Or check that, it's going to be West Coast Baptist ball. How many times did Berry do that last year? He has the ability to fly, especially on chase down blocks. That time, putting that one back to the hardwood. Pass inbounds now to Coral. To Hanna. Hanna trying to go by Burns. Now a low pass feeding to Russell. Russell. Coral puts it on the floor. Trying to create. Nowhere to go. Looks down low. Back to the basket. Now Russell. Little half hook over Manjohn. Too strong. Rebound to Tabak. Now to Blake Trennan. Here comes Simpson on the move. 39-26. Aaron Berry stops in the left angle. Jabs right. Now did not put the ball on the floor. Back to Burns as Simpson sets up the offense. Blake Trent now. Trent to Aaron Berry. And Todd Franklin is going to take a timeout. He's frustrated with the Redhawks not getting into their offensive set here. 39-26, a 30-second timeout. We'll take a short break right here on KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there 3 different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Aaron Berry misses a three as the shot clock was expiring, 39-26, under 4:40 to go. Tough pass and a whistle and a foul. Oh, my goodness, the basket is going to count. Wow. Seth Hanna on the drive to the rack. Looked like he got fouled early, but kept it alive by putting it off the glass and in. Third foul on Blake Trent. Simpson still struggling to stay out of foul trouble. The three-point play is completed as Trent's going to have to come to the bench. Ten-point game. Simpson's been in control from the tip. West Coast Baptist only led 8-7. However, hanging around. Alex Andres, deep three-point range, now up top to Tabak. Looks to the left angle, Zach Burns. Now down low, John Manjob has had a monster first half. Puts on the floor twice. Spin move, left-hand half hook, short. That's a good look for Manjob, though. You got to like the aggressiveness. He's already got 14 first-half points. In the other direction, Nick Coral now swings to the right angle. Seth Hanna stops and pops from 20. No good. Long rebound tip comes to Tabak. Up the floor. Swings now to his point guard. Finds Burns right back to Tabak. He's going to tee up a three. Now to Andrews. As he hesitated, back to Burns. Simpson's going to set up their offense. Andrews, baseline drive right to the rack. He goes up. Shot is blocked. It'll stay Simpson ball with 17 on the shot clock. 39-29. Always fun to see opening night, to see what this team has in store. Barry inbounds to Manjon, bad pass, almost taken away. Manjon now swings to Brandon Moss. Moss goes up, left hand, short. Gets it back. And a loose ball foul is going to be on John Manjon. Oh, my goodness. His second. Wow. There's a lot of fouls in this first half. Sam Rumley will shoot the free throws as Manjon, I believe, is going to come out. So we'll take a look at who's in foul trouble. Trent has three. John Manjon has two. Aaron Berry with two. Tion Martin with two. Jalen Cooper with two. And Ken Modica with two. I mean, the entire starting lineup other than Brandon Moss. And it's the reason that West Coast Baptist is in the game. Rebound is taken in by Tabak after the missed free throw. 0 for 2 that time at the line for the Eagles. Zach Burns now to Aaron Berry. Berry waits for a screen, comes off it to his right. Good hedge. He is fouled off that pick, and he'll get to the line. 39-29. So he'll shoot the 1-1. Berry, 1-for-1 already at the line tonight after a three-point play. Free throw is good. He's got to shoot the second one, and nobody else realizes that but him. Second free throw is also good. One thing about Aaron Berry, he is pretty much money from 18 feet and in. And that includes the free throw strike, 41-29. 3:30 to go in the first half. Nick Coral, left angle. He'll try for three. No. Tip. Rebound comes to Tabak. Up the floor, Aaron Berry. Three on two. Berry sets up Bimas. Look out below. Up and under. Right hand or left hand finish. It's good. Oh, what a play. And a gorgeous setup from Aaron Berry. And the bench absolutely loves it. Right angle now to Manis. Manis swings up top. Nick Coral again for three. No. And a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be on the screen. Gabe Coleman's going to come into the game. First free throw is good. -43 Knocks down the second. Joseph Lowe's going to come in now for, let's see, looks like Seth Hanna. So it's Moss, Burns, Coleman, I don't have on my roster, Nick Coral, and Aaron Berry. Berry only with one foul. I mentioned earlier four of the five starters in foul trouble. That's actually not true, three out of five. Brandon Moss trying to create. Moss now hesitates, wings out to Bach. Roxon fires for three. Check that out. Puts it on the floor. Burns, create. Gabe Coleman, pump fake. Swings out to Burns. Burns, eight on the clock. One dribble pull up for three. No. Rebound. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Simpson ball. Check that. It's going to be West Coast Baptist ball. Still, the thing to be impressed about by Simpson is West Coast Baptist has had very few attempts to get inside the paint. They have had to live from outside. 17 of their 30 field goal attempts are from beyond the arc. They've taken 19 free throws. They've scored 12 points off those free throws. Nick Coral down in the paint now to Ian Russell. Now has to face up on Tabaka. Hesitation dribble. The right hand pulls up. Knocks it down. Ian Russell out of Senegal West Africa. Knocks down that bucket. 43-33. Just over 2 minutes to go in the first half. Burns now to Aaron Berry. Deep three-point range. Berry jabs right, goes right. Look out below. Right to the rack. Left to right hand finish. No good on a block and foul. And he will get to the free throw line. Berry's got nine. Looking to get into double figures for Simpson. I mentioned early in the contest that Simpson was spreading it around. However, since then, it's been primarily John Manjohn and Aaron Berry. By the way, Aaron Berry does have two fouls. He's playing with those two. He's just in the game anyway. As I scroll down here, 18 fouls on the Simpson Redhawks in this first half. Wow. 10 for West Coast Baptist. First free throw from Berry is good. He's now in double figures with 10. He was Simpson's second leading scorer last year behind Josh Brackey. He was up above 1,000 points for his career. 44-33, 2 minutes, 7 seconds remaining. Berry knocks down the second free throw. So Aaron Berry now has 11. He's a perfect 5 of 5 for the free throw strike. 12-point game, largest lead of the night for Simpson. Here's Seth Hanna, corner mouth to an open 3. No, Berry with the rebound. Up the floor, Gabe Coleman. Coleman's by himself. He will lay it up and in. I thought Coleman might toss it up for Brandon Moss, but Coleman is on the board for his first career points. Also, the backup goalkeeper for the men's soccer team. 47-33. 1:40 to go. Jabs right, goes left. Swings out to Manis. 3-3-point range up top. On the left angle, out of Seth Hanna. Right back up top to Manis. Trying to cross over on Berry. Goes to work, gets into the paint. Has style pump fakes. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No. Offensive rebound. Put back for Russell. Is good. Ian Russell has 8. Timeout, West Coast Baptist. It'll be a 30-second timeout. We will stay here. 1:20 to go in the first half, 47-35. And really, the reason that West Coast Baptist remains in this game is the offensive rebound. They have 10. Simpson with just one. They're winning the total rebounding total, 23-20 in favor of West Coast Baptist. But again, the points off turnovers heavily favor the Redhawks at 22-5. But just 13 turnovers for West Coast Baptist, 10 for Simpson. Redhawks are 9 of 11 from the free throw line. Both those misses coming from John Manjohn. Redhawks shooting 58% from the field at 18 of 31 and just 5 three-point attempts. One of the things they struggled with last year was their inability to shoot it from the outside. But tonight they've only had to take 5 attempts because they've had the opportunity to get open looks. 1:20 to go. Simpson University President Dr. Hall will be with us here at the half. Zach Burns swings up top to Gabe Coleman for three. No. Rebound comes to Russell. Russell now pushing up the floor for West Coast Baptist, trying to cut the lead to single digits with a three. Puts the ball on the floor. Now a tough little half hook with left hand is good. Ian Russell off the bench has 10 points, and now Todd Franklin is going to take a timeout, and we will take a short break here as well. Under a minute to go in the first half. You're listening to Simpson Redhawks Basketball. I'm KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You're listening to Simpson University Red Hawk Basketball on KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Brandon Moss flexes after putting the bucket in. Todd Franklin's going to give him a hard time for that at half. Moss now hesitates. Goes to the rim to the left hand, right to the rack. Ooh, he just popped out. Rebound comes to Ian Russell. Russell now up the floor for West Coast Baptist. Swings to the right side to Manis, who brings it across the timeline. Shot clock has been turned off here at the end of the first half. 49-37. Nick Coral. 17 o'clock. Simpson does not have a foul to use. If anything, they need to avoid a foul. Joseph Lowe now on the baseline to Russell. Down low. Double coverage. Back to Russell. 18-footer. Good. 5 seconds. Up the floor. Aaron Berry. 3 seconds. Berry stops. 30 feet at the horn. It is short. And that is going to end the first half here from Simpson University. The Red Hawks lead 49-39. We'll take a break. We'll be back with the president of Simpson University, Dr. Hall, here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Kimberly and Michael are getting married. When they made their wedding plans, they chose a donation to a charity rather than receiving gifts. PALS Fund at Haven Humane helps with the adoption fee if you lack the funds to adopt an older companion that desperately needs a home and has lots of love yet to give. PALS Fund honors the memory of my amazing deaf Dalmatian that provided me love and companionship until his passing over 12 years ago. Thanks to all of you who have supported this fund over the years, and a special thanks to Kim and Mike for caring about our furry homeless friends.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back to the James M. Grant Center here at the half. The Red Hawks lead West Coast Baptist 49-39 in an unbelievably entertaining first half. I'm joined now by Simpson University President, who was just inaugurated a couple of weeks ago. Welcome. Thank you for coming on our broadcast. And tell me what your thoughts on the first half.
Wow, Connor, this is great. The gym's got a lot of people in here. It's got a great pulse. And I got to tell you what I liked the best was four slam dunks in the first half.
Yeah,
that was huge.
Yeah, and those are always big momentum changers, and people love it. The fans love it. And hopefully we'll see more of those in this second half as they got more to that press. We'll see if they can get some more slam dunks. But I want to ask you a little bit more about what's going on here at the university. I see you running around all the time. You know, I work here, so you and I work together quite a lot. So I saw you during the car fire. But tell me what's going on here at Simpson University. What do we have to be excited about? Because I know there's so much.
Wow. There's a lot to be excited about. For one, we just had an amazing WASC accreditation visit. The whole team, the whole campus just nailed it. It was fantastic. You know, we're starting a track and field program next year.
Oh, I'm very excited.
That's pretty exciting. Our nursing program recently was ranked 14th out of 170 schools on the West Coast.
Wow.
And it's actually a number one among Christian nursing programs on the West Coast. So there's a lot to be excited about. And you probably know this is the biggest class we've had in 5 years incoming. And we've got tremendous momentum. Things are going really well.
And we've started kind of a slogan here on campus of Simpson Rising. And tonight kind of seems to exemplify that perfectly because we're playing well in the first half. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of people in the building. And, man, I'm just excited for not only the rest of the second half, but the rest of the season.
Absolutely. And it really started early in the season when soccer started. You know, another big exciting thing was that we started women's soccer with 22 players this year. They're coming out with a lot of gusto. Our men's soccer winning a number of games.
They won last night 2-1.
They're just killing it.
They are.
And then women's volleyball is coming a long way. In the NAIA region, I predict we're just, our best days are definitely ahead. You can see the sparks. You can see things happening. What's most exciting is the students on campus are just glowing with excitement to be here.
What can listeners and fans of Simpson University alumni, what can they expect to see more in the future from Simpson University? What are there going to be any changes made?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. We've teed up a number of different what I call a mission-centric net revenue generators. We've done a number of studies on curriculum and co-curriculum. Right now we're looking at digital media. We're looking at things like social work or fortifying our RN to BSN program online, offering we're going to have better pricing than anybody else in the region for RN to BSN. And then after track, we're very likely to start a men's and women's swimming program, and then that's just the beginning. We could go in a competitive cheer. We've done all the return on investment studies, and what we've discovered is that the Great Northwest in this incredible area surrounded by mountains and an incredible community of 80,000 people with great schools, great city administration, beautiful streets and landscape. This is the place that's going to be the future destination of a lot of people in California and Utah, Nevada, Oregon, Washington, because we're just getting started, and we're going to see significant growth in the next 5 to 10 years. Simpson is rising. We're going to be something to watch.
Well, I tell you what, I know there's a lot of excitement around the university, and not only at the university, but around Reading about the university. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the broadcast.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I tell you
absolutely.
What, it is unbelievable. This morning you came in and said good luck to Todd Franklin. I just think that is so cool to have a president who truly cares about not only athletics, but each individual, as you and I have spent a lot of time together, and I really, really appreciate that. So I want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Connor. You do a great job. Tom does a great job. Tom Galbraith. Our basketball coaches do a great job. I see them developing people not only on the court, but in life and in the classroom.
Absolutely.
It's just a great place to be.
Absolutely.
Simpson is on the move, and our best days are ahead. Thanks very much, Connor.
Hey, real quick, you got a final score prediction for me?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I expect it to be 105
okay.
to 73.
Okay, I like that.
That's my guess.
I'm going to write that one down. Thanks,
right.
Dr. Hall. I
all
appreciate
right.
it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
Thanks,
here
brother.
On KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Watt, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Redding Kia.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit.com.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back here to Simpson Redhawks basketball here at the half. We're about a minute away from the start of the second half. I'll give you the halftime stats brought to you by Merrill Lynch and David Van Dyke. Leading scorer for Simpson, 14 points for John Manjohn. Aaron Berry in double figures with 11 right behind him. And the Redhawks trying to get their first win of the year. The notable stats, obviously, the foul trouble. 18 personal fouls on Simpson, 10 on West Coast Baptist, a combined 30 free throws in that first half, and that's a lot for 20 minutes of basketball. So hopefully we will see if the Redhawks can kind of cut down on that, because a lot of their starters have been in foul trouble. So we'll see. 49-39. As the Redhawks looking to see if they can take the win here tonight, 49-39. I'm trying to look at some other stats here for you. Again, the main thing was the 2 points off turnovers for Simpson and heavily favoring the Redhawks. 33% for West Coast Baptist, 54% for the Redhawks. 12 points for Ian Russell off the bench, 14 points for Seth Hanna. 5 seconds before the start of the second half. Teon Martin, Aaron Berry, JT Bridge, Ken Modica, and John Manjohn for the Redhawks. For West Coast Baptist, they're going with their same starting five, with Jacob Manis, Seth Hanna, Josh Cromwell, Joseph Lowe, and Nick Coral. Leading by 10, here we go. Moving to our right, Aaron Berry with it on the right side. Berry now up top to JT Branch. Down low, John Manjohn. Puts it on the floor. He goes up. Shot is blocked. Now gets it back. Turnover. And actually, check that. Aaron Berry comes away with it. Berry right to the rack. He missed it. Rebound. Manjohn goes back up. Lays it in. John Manjohn again with the bucket. He's got 16. 51-39. Redhawks in the press, kind of. Some of the players miscommunicating there. Pass almost into the backcourt to Manis. Now to the baseline to Ian Russell. Russell faces up on Manjohn. Nice peek, poke away from Teon Martin, and here comes Simpson on the break. Berry, stops, finds Branch. Branch, pump fake. He's going to go to the rack now, steps back with a dribble to Aaron Berry. Berry down low, Manjohn. Single covers, left-hand half hook, comes up just a bit short. Rebound comes to West Coast Baptist. Here comes Nick Coral now up the floor with left-hand dribble across the timeline. Hands to the left side now to Manis. Manis now waits with Branch on him. Swings the three-point range to Coral for three. He's got the triple. 51-42, 9-point game. Closest it's been in quite a while. Berry comes off a pick, gets into the paint. No-look pass to Modica, who lost it. And a turnover. So a turnover. 12th turnover of the night for Simpson, 16 for West Coast Baptist. Here's Manis. Left angle now to Coral. Looks down to the back to the basket. Now to Ian Russell on a big first half. Turn around, left-hand jumper, good. Ian Russell has been the X factor tonight off the bench. He's got 14 points and 6 rebounds. Branch down low to Modica. I don't know what he was looking at there, and a bad pass and a turnover. Simpson just a little bit too amped up here. 51-44. Branch is going to come out. Blake Trent in, who's got 3 personals. 51-44. Manis, baseline, step back, 18-footer, too strong. Modica tips it to himself, and here comes now Teon Martin. Martin, crossover, right into the paint, right hand, finish, it's good. Teon Martin with a nice finish, the freshman. And it's 53-44. Pass deflected, but it comes back to West Coast Baptist. Seth Hanna, left angle three, no. Blake Trent tracks down the rebound, up the floor. Here comes Barry to Teon Martin, left angle three, short. Manjohn, offensive rebound, pump fake, goes back up, shot is blocked for the foul. Josh Cromwell got him on the arm as he went up. And Manjohn will head back to the free throw line where he was 2-for-4 in the first half. 53-44. Manjohn's first free throw from the right-hander is good. Made his first two, missed his second two, and now ends that short streak, and now is 3-for-5. Manjohn leads all scorers with 17 to go along with three rebounds. 54-44. Second one, no good. A lane violation is on Modica. Oh, wow, check that. That's going to be a foul. Modica just picked up his third. 10-point game. Double team to Nick Coral. Nowhere to go. Now looks to the near sideline. Finds Manis. Manis up the floor. He stopped. Looks up to Russell. Russell catches on the far sideline. Now double team. Simpson staying with that pressure. Russell doubled. Throws a pass to the middle of the floor. Finds Coral. And now Simpson will look to match up. Almost in a little bit of a zone. Down low in the paint. Tough turnaround for Russell. And an air ball. Here comes Teon Martin. Martin up the floor to Modica. It's tipped out of bounds. Martin frustrated with the miscommunication with Modica. However, a turnover. Ian Russell down the floor. Lay and foul. Count it. Josh Cromwell with the put in. A lazy foul there from Simpson. And the ability and strength of Cromwell to put that one up and in cuts the lead to 8. 54-46. Teon Martin with the foul. Free throw is no good. Here's a three from Trent. No. 54-46. Double teamed up top. Now swings to Manis. Manis, a wide open three from Coral. No good. Martin to the rack. Alley-oop to Modica. Lays it up and in. 56-46. Ian Russell. Russell spins the middle floor. Ooh, got away with the travel. JT Branch back in. Jalen Cooper back in. 16:35 to go. Aaron Berry off a pick to his right. Hesitation dribble. Walks right into the paint. Pulls up from 14. No. Rebound. Manjohn comes away with it. Goes back up. And lays it in. John Manjohn is an absolute monster. Down low, he's got 19 points. Spin to the middle of the floor, almost taken away by Branch. Now here is Wheeler, double team, throws it away, turnover. Great pressure in the backcourt. It all started from the hustle from JT Branch. 58-46. 16 minutes to go. Cooper jabs right, goes left. Hesitation dribble, now spins to the middle. Nowhere to go. Finds Teon Martin. Deep three-point range. Martin now goes left. Right to the rack. Drop off pass. Manjohn left-hand finish. No. Tip Branch. No. Oh, my goodness. Hung on the front of the iron. Outlet pass almost taken away. The other direction. Hand on the rack. It is blocked by Barry. Oh, are you kidding me? Up the floor. Tion Martin to the rack. His shot is blocked. No good. In the other direction. Hannah again to the rack. He misses the lay-in and the rebound. Again pops out. And a loose ball foul is going to be, let's see here. Barry almost had another block. Wow, what a sequence. The foul is on Jalen Cooper, his third. Free throw is good from Ian Russell, who leads the West Coast Baptist in scoring with 15. Still shooting just 32%. Second free throw is also good. So 2 for 2 at the line that time. 58-46. John Manjohn up top out of Aaron Berry. 15:25 to go in the second half. Berry jabs right, goes left. Looks into the paint. He is blocked, but a foul, and he'll get to the line. Uh-oh, and Aaron Berry just looked like he fell bad on his hand, and he grimaces now looking down at it. Looked like it was his thumb, but he quickly gets up and heads to the free throw line. .15:20 to go in the second half. So he's hurt. Todd Franklin's trying to get him out so he doesn't have to shoot free throws. Instead, Blake Trent's going to come in. So instead, what they're going to do is West Coast Baptist is going to get to pick a shooter. If they come out, they get to pick a shooter from the other team's bench. They can pick anybody. They're going to go... They're going to let Manjohn shoot, who's 3 of 6. So Barry will come out. Manjohn will go to the line, and Trent will go in. So I think that one backfired a little bit on Franklin. He was trying to get Barry out so Blake Trent would shoot the free throws. Instead, because of this rule, West Coast Baptist choose the shooter. A scary moment for Barry as he heads over to look at that hand with athletic trainer Michael Neal. First free throw from Manjohn is no good. Well short. And it looks like he's just going to play with it a little bit over there and see if it is in fact broken. Looks like it's all right. He's going to go back to the bench. 58-46. 5 minutes gone by, second half. This play has kind of slowed down here in the last couple minutes. Nick Coral now 3-point range. Off a pick to Manis. Swings back to the baseline to Russell. Up and under. Blocked by Manjohn to an open 3-point shooter. It's Coral and he hits the triple. 58-49. Blake Trent the other direction. He'll tee up from downtown. No. Cooper the putback. Yes. Right place, right time. Jalen Cooper with the finish. 60-49. Antion Martin now has a steal in the backcourt. Jabs right, goes left. Martin, backdoor feed. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Simpson ball. Todd Franklin yelling at Blake Trent, the good three-point shooter, to stay outside. 60-49, and we're going to have a timeout. West Coast Baptist. It will extend to a full 14:42 to go here in the contest. You listen to Simpson Redhawks basketball on KCNR 1460.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday beginning November 3rd at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or stream on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
3 Dog Night is coming to Redding's Historic Cascade Theater October 28th. Don't miss this chance to see 3 Dog Night and hear all their iconic hits in the intimate setting of the Cascade. Three Dog Night, October 28th. Get tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Red Hawks basketball, 60-49, 14:42 to go. We'll give you the leading scorers here in the first, or in the second half. Excuse me, John Manjon has 19 points, 8 of 13. He's 3 of 8 from the free throw line. Aaron Berry has 11 points, 3 of 5 from the field, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. And again, it's been heavy free throw numbers all night. 14 of 22 for West Coast Baptist, 10 of 15 for Simpson. Both in the 60%. However, the Redhawks shooting 20 better percent from the field. Inbound to Blake Trent. He's going to try for three. Contested money. Blake Trent with a hand in his face. It don't matter. 63-49. Putting on the press in the backcourt. Simpson wants to get up and down the floor quickly. Seth Hanna. Hanna now looks down the floor. Throws a lob pass now to Russell. Catches now hands to Seth Hanna. Puts the ball on the floor with the right hand. Picked up by Tion Martin. Manis. Back to Russell. Russell spins to the rack. It's blocked and goaltending. I'm not quite sure about that one. He said it was on the way down. It looked like it just came out of his hands. However, 63-51. Up the floor to Trent. He's going to try again for three. Got it. Blake Trent with back-to-back triples. 66-51. This guy can flat out shoot the basketball. 6 minutes gone by in the second half. West Coast Baptist breaking the press. Now is going to set up their offense. Trailing by 15. Right angle now to Nick Coral. Coral now tees up Seth Hanna. He'll try for three. No good. Trent with a rebound. Trent now stops. He'll find Tion Martin. Got to look for the hot hand here. It's Trent. Martin crossing over. Gets right by. Now a step back dribble. Oh, my goodness. Put the defender on the skate. Now retreats to the three-point line. 18 on the shot clock. Tion Martin. Hesitation dribble. Now spins. Sets back. JT Branch. He's going to try for three. No. Rebound, tracked down by Jalen Cooper. Second chance opportunity for the Redhawks. New shot clock here as Martin will put it into play on the far side of the floor. Martin gets right into the side. He is going to get no whistle on a tough shot attempt, and now West Coast Baptist comes away with it. Martin a little out of control there. Wanted to draw the foul, couldn't. Hanna now right into the paint. Nice setup to Russell. He lays it up and in. Ian Russell's got 20. He leads all scorers off the bench for West Coast Baptist. 66-53. Skip pass. Trent again for three. Short. A good look from the sharpshooter just came up on the front of the iron. In the other direction, this pass is going to be deflected. It'll stay West Coast Baptist ball. Substitutions now here as Aaron Berry checking in for John, or excuse me, and John Manjon checking in. As JT Branch, Tion Martin's going to get a breather. Inbound pass now to the baseline to Hanna. Picked up by Cooper. Now up top to Manis. Puts the ball on the floor. Now retreats back to his heels on the line. Hanna back up top to Coral. Back now goes down low to Ian Russell. Pump fakes. Trying to go over Moss. Tough shot. No. John Manjon with the rebound. That's his sixth. Up the floor to Jalen Cooper. Aaron Berry. The corner. Blake Trent. Pump fake. He'll try for three. Yes! He's got the triple. 69-53, the third triple of the second half for Blake Trent. He's in double figures. Gotta love it. Eric Armstrong, who just checked into the game. Now here is a illegal screen. Aaron Berry trying to fight over. And instead, it'll be an offensive foul on the illegal. Just over 12 minutes to go. And what has been a fun opening night. 16-point game. We'll see if President Dr. Hall's prediction is going to come true. John Manjon, the left angle now to Jalen Cooper. Down low, B. Moss. Single coverage on the left block. Puts it on the floor twice. Goes up with the left hand. Well covered. Scores it anyway. Brandon Moss has 8 points. Simpson now staying in the press. 71-53. The offense is coming to life here late in the second half. Up to four. Nick Coral, he finds his manage. Eric Armstrong gets it taken away by Jalen Cooper. Cooper up the floor. Simpson's got numbers. Berry to the rack. Hangs in the air. Missed it. Tipped by Manjon. No. Gets it back. Second chance. Third chance. Manjon lays it in. 21 for the big fella. He's got 8 rebounds. 73-53. Eric Armstrong up the floor finds Ian Russell. The fans have been into this contest throughout. Seth Hanna down to the baseline to Eric Armstrong. Up top now to Manis. Looks down in the paint to Russell, who's had the hot hand. Pump fake goes over man John Short. Who else but the big fella with the rebound? Here's now Jalen Cooper across the timeline. To the baseline, Blake Trent. Pump fake. Puts it on the floor twice. Step back dribble. Tough shot on the way. Blake Trent again! He has caught fire in the second half. 75-53. Doubled across the timeline. Pass out of the middle of the floor at Seth Hanna. And they're going to set it up. Hanna now goes right to the rack. Goes up. Great defense by Manjon. Going straight up against the attempt. Blake Trent. Trent. He's going to try from way downtown. Got it! Oh, are you kidding me? Blake Trent has come to life in this second half. Redhawks lead by 25. 78-53, 10:35 to go. We'll take a break here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We learned it the hard way. Wildland fire is a fact of life for us. The only real protection for your home and property is defensible space. Remove ladder fuels, brush, and trees that can take the fire right into your house. But cleaning up your landscape is a big job, and Cal North Forestry is up to the task. They are the professionals. Cal North Forestry. Give your home the best chance at survival. For a free estimate, call 209-9473. 209-9473.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics, Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
What a second half this has been. Moments ago, West Coast Baptist cut into the lead to make it a nine-point game, and all of a sudden, an explosion led by Blake Trent, who's got hot from downtown, has made it a 25-point game, 78-53, with still 10 minutes to go in the ball game. Wow. It's B-Moss with Jalen Cooper, Blake Trent, Teon Martin, and John Manjon. One thing that is for certain, Blake Trent knows when he got the hot hand. Double team now. Nowhere to go. Looks, finds the middle of the floor. That's Manis. Manis cut off by Teon Martin. A whistle and a foul. A blocking foul, and Martin doesn't like the call. That's his fourth. Martin not happy with the call. Zach Burns will come in for him. 78-53. Seth Hannon out of the left angle. He finds Manis. Manis passes the deflected. Jalen Cooper's got him. Steal and a whistle and a foul as he had an open run to the rim. Cooper has had numerous deflections tonight. Wow. Give credit to the Simpson University crowd tonight. And it has been an unforgettable opening night here in 2018-2019 season. 10:22 remaining. Burns. Here's Zach Burns, right angle now, Jalen Cooper. Cooper up top to B-Moss, left angle now to Burns. Looks down low for Manjon, now comes off a screen, should have been illegal. Trent off the dribble for three. No, rebound tipped. It comes to Ian Russell, who's been the West Coast Baptist Eagles' best player this evening. Hanna now will come across the timeline. 10 minutes to go. He loses it now off his knee. It's going to go out of bounds off of West Coast Baptist. Turnover number 24 for the Eagles. Aaron Berry's going to come back to the scorer's table and check in at the next whistle. Trent off a screen to his right. To Cooper. Cooper goes right to the rack. Swings out Blake Trent. And a whistle, and I think the shot clock didn't start.
Let's see here. They're going to put 15 on the shot clock, 13 on the shot clock. B. Moss now. Left angle. Jabs right, goes left. Right to the rack, and a left-hand finish. Brandon Moss in double figures with 10, 80-53. Largest lead of the night. Nick Corral now. He almost threw it away, but it's tipped by Cooper. A fun night so far. Manis to Hannah, who's had his hands full this evening. Stops, who got away with the travel. Now the left angle, here's Coral try for three. Off the glass, no. Rebound, a loose ball, foul. It's going to be on Simpson on the wraparound on the box out. Second foul on Brandon Moss, 80-53. Inbound, ooh, Cooper almost had a steal. It's knocked out of bounds. Intended for Jacob Cromwell. Point game. Inbound out of the baseline to Coral. Swings out to Manis. Now out to the right side of Cromwell. Back up top. To Seth Hanna. Hanna gets to the rack now. Looks out. Here's an open three for Manis. Good. They are now 6 of 25 from beyond the arc. Aaron Berry, he pump fakes in three-point range. Now looks up top for John Manjohn to Burns. And Simpson will redirect traffic to set up the offense. Jalen Cooper to B. Moss, looking down to the paint. Swings out to Zach Burns. Burns, down low Manjohn. He'll bang it on the floor twice. Left-hand finish is good. John Manjohn has 23 points. He's a rebound away from a double-double. Ian Russell now in three-point range with Manjohn on back up top to Seth Hanna. Hanna now to Manis. Down low. Left-hand little turnaround is blocked by Manjohn, and he comes away with it. What a night. Now flips it behind the back to Aaron Berry up the floor. Berry, nobody picks him up. Step back, pump fake goes up. He is fouled. Great awareness from Aaron Berry on the pump fake. Realizes the defender was jumping at him. Going up and getting the foul called. 82-56. It's been a tale of two halves a little bit here. Last lead for West Coast Baptist was when they led 8-7 in the first 4 minutes. Kenneth Modica Jr. into the game. The high flyer that we've only seen have one dunk. He has unbelievable bounce. 83-56. Free throw, no good. Ball's loose. It does come to West Coast Baptist. Nick Corral doubled in the backcourt. Now swings to Russell. Simpson staying in that press. Now Corral, cross court now to Hanna. Comes across the timeline. He's going to be doubled. Nowhere to go. Finds Russell. Now a pass fake. He sets up his man. Nick Corral passes deflected. What a steal by Jalen Cooper. Manjohn trying to keep the dribble alive. Up the floor now to Burns. Burns, Modica right to the rack. Hangs in the air. Offensive foul. His fourth personal in Modica, who's been in foul trouble all night. He will have to come back out. JT Branch will come in. 83-56. 8 minutes to go. We'll have a timeout at the next whistle. Shot clock needs to be reset. Now it does. Nowhere to go to throw it in. Now they finally do to Seth Hanna. He's doubled. Now swings up to Coral against in the backcourt. Across midcourt to Russell, who's going to be trapped along the sideline. Throws now to Hanna. Hanna's going to be trapped again. Now pushes into the middle of the floor. Pass is deflected. Comes to Russell on the baseline. 16 on the shot clock. Russell attacks on JT Branch. Turnaround, picks up his dribble. Try to find his man. He finds Seth Hanna. Now swings to Coral, who tried for three. Good. Nick Coral. He's got 18 now. His fourth triple of the evening. 83-59. Burns now to Aaron Berry. Berry off a pick to his right. Hesitation dribble right inside. Goes up, up and under. No. Whistle and a foul. He'll head to the line. Berry has hit the deck numerous times tonight. He might have a long weekend ahead of him.
83-59. Barry gets a round of applause as he gets steps back up to the free throw line. That'll get us to a timeout, 83-59, 7:24 to go. You're in the ballgame on KCNR 1460.
The sub above difference is the silver lining. Order Jersey Mike's for your game day party, and rest assured that even if your team doesn't win, your mouth does. Victory is all yours. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above. The sub above difference is the shortcut. Just order online, avoid the line, and grab a sub with your name on it. Congrats. You're now the envy of the entire line. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Jersey Mike's, next to Trader Joe's off of Hilltop.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
This is Simpson University Director of Athletics Tom Galbraith, and you are listening to KCNR 1460 and Red Hawk Basketball. Now back to the action with Connor Sutton.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We had some fun games going on here during timeouts. And Simpson University's doctor just won the three-shot contest timeout break there, 83-59, 7:24 to go. As I'm trying to see who's going to be at the free throw line. It is Aaron Berry. I thought so, but he was running away from the line as if it wasn't going to happen. First free throw from Berry is no good. His second miss at the line so far tonight, 6 of 8. Barry has 12. He was had 11 at the half. Knocks down the second one. 84-59. Simpson staying in that press despite the lead. Down the floor, Cooper with a steal. Sets up Branch. Branch reverse pass. Goes to Aaron Barry. Goes up. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. Barry goes back up again. No. It's going to be Zach Burns who saves it, but he stepped out of bounds. So all that fighting. And unable to come away with anything. 7:12 to go. 84-59. Bad pass. And a whistle and a foul. It's going to be on JT Branch. We'll go to the other end and shoot some free throws. So, Branch just picked up his fourth, I believe. Check that, his third. Russell misses the front end of the 1-1. JT Branch collides for the rebound. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Aaron Berry. Berry looks down low, finds Manjon. Here comes the soft double team. He's going to split it anyway. Back out to Berry. Berry right back to Manjon. Again, they're going to double to Aaron Berry. Steps into an 18-footer. Money. Good job from Aaron Berry seeing the mismatch. That is smart, intelligent basketball. 86-59. Simpson still putting on the pressure. Seth Hanna down the sideline. Finds Manis, skip pass to Hanna. Here is Ian Russell, who had a good look. Hanna now for three is no good. Rebound comes to Manjon. To Zach Burns. Alley-oop to JT Branch. Lay-in, no. Pass was too low. That would have gotten everybody on their feet here at the Grant Center. Barry kind of apologizes for Branch because that was a golden opportunity. Simpson will maintain possession. 86-59. 6:25 to go. Inbound to Barry off a pick. He'll try from 20. No. Manjon with a rebound. Puts it back up. No, he is fouled. And by the way, John Manjon has a double-double. 23 points, 12 rebounds. He's 10 of 15 from the floor. However, his one issue tonight has been at the free throw line. He's 3 of 8. First free throw, short. T.L. Martin returns for Simpson as Aaron Berry will check out. .620 to go. 86-59. Second free throw from Manjon, no good. 0-2 that time, and it seems like it's in his head a little bit. Nick Coral, double in the backcourt, almost threw it away, now gets it back from Hannah. Swings to the left angle, finds the lefty, it's Ian Russell, right to the rack, missed it. Branch with the rebound. Here comes Simpson now in transition. Branch, nobody's going to stop him, right to the rack, offensive foul. Six minutes to go. Branch just picked up his fourth. We're waiting for something here. I'm not sure what it is. Now they finally will put it into play. Seth Hanna now is doubled up the floor to Coral. Coral stops across midcourt. Skip pass. Here's a open shooter, it's Wheeler, now dumps down low. Up top, Hannah, good look for three. Good. Seth Hannah, the junior out of Lancaster, has the bucket. He's got 17 now. He struggled from the field. He's 4 of 15. Down low, Manjon. He's been a monster tonight. Spins back to that left hand, goes up again. This one is an air ball. Rebound collected by Coral. Coral sets up Manis. Manis, a bounce pass, almost taken away. Gets it back. Now to Wheeler. Wheeler sets up an open three for Nick Coral. This is no good. John Manjon with his 13th rebound tonight. Tion Martin, swing pass to Jalen Cooper, right to the rack, right hand finish. Just a bit short, no good, 86-62. Steven Wheeler now. Hannah jabs right, goes right. Up fake now from Wheeler. Wheeler goes to the baseline drive. It is Ian Russell. The up and under is missed. Here comes Tion Martin. No numbers. He'll push anyway. Martin right to the rack. He is fouled. It'll get to the line. It's one of the first times Martin has gotten a whistle on a drive. Eighth team foul. It's actually dead even on the foul total here in this second half. 86-62. Tion Martin knocks down the first. Martin has 8 to go along with 3 rebounds and 4 assists. He's been in foul trouble most of this evening. Modica Jr. back in. Blake Trent back in. Along with Martin Cooper and John Manjon. Free throw no good on the second one. Manis comes away with the rebound. Again, Simpson putting on pressure, up 25 points. 87-62. Wheeler. Manis. Pass fake. Now throws to the baseline. Almost threw it away. Good closeout by Blake Trent. Back to Manis. 12 on the shot clock. Now up top to Wheeler. Off a pick to Hannah. Hannah to the rack. Dump off pass. Nice feed. Shot is almost blocked. Comes to Modica, who stepped out of bounds. It will remain West Coast Baptist ball. .420 to go. Seth Hanna, inbounds pass now to Wheeler. Up fake, fade away, short. John Manjon with the rebound, comes to Tion Martin. Martin up the floor, sets up Modica right to the rack. Reverse lay and missed it. Oh, that would have been unbelievable. The length of Modica, he was on one side of the lane and almost finished all the way on the other. 87-62, 4 minutes to go. Down low, Cromwell back to the basket. Simpson offensively a little bit of a drought. Cromwell's got a good face, now swings it back out to Manis. Cromwell again, tough fadeaway, well short, offensive rebound, and he stepped out of bounds, turnover. Well, 3:48 remaining on a good opening night. A lot of players in uniform getting on to the floor, actually all players in uniform tonight. The only player we did not see is Kyshawn Rogers, who is not suited up tonight, still trying to get his eligibility settled with the NAIA. Back out Tion Martin. He'll rock and fire for three. Too strong. Rebound is comes to Cromwell. 87-62. Pull up from Hannah from 14. No. Rebound is controlled by Blake Trent. Trent's got his fourth rebound to go along with 19 points. Four Simpson players in double figures. Martin carving up the defense. Alley-oop to Modica, and it goes out of bounds. 87-62. 3:15 to go. Stephen Wheeler. Crossing over the left hand, gets to the rack. High floating shot. No. Modica tips the rebound. Now here comes Simpson in transition. Martin, right to the rack. Goes over around the defense. Lays it in. Pretty move there. 89-62. Bad pass. Turnover. It will be Simpson ball. Martin now in double figures with 10. Zach Burns in for Martin. We're waiting on something. Oh, check that. Joseph Lowe is going to come back into the game. This is a young team. 9 freshmen for West Coast Baptist on their roster. Simpson kind of spreading the wealth amongst the class. 89-62, under 3 to go. Inbound to John. Manjohn on the right angle. Looking for Blake Trent. Trent. Now here's Manjohn to the rack, and he turns it over. 19th turnover on the game. 2:40 to go. Baseline drive. Pump fake. Swings it back out. Now the open shooter is Joseph Lowe. Puts it on the floor. Nowhere to go. Now he does find Coral for three. It's an air ball. Saved back into Coral, and he will lay it in. Alex Saunders just came back into the game. Modica trying to step back. Out of control. No. Blake Trent comes away with the offensive rebound. He's fouled, and the basket will count. And now we're going to see if that's going to count. The basket will count. 91-64 with 2 minutes remaining. John Manjohn. Coming out. Who had an unbelievable night. 23 points. 14 rebounds. He will probably be tonight's player of the game. However, Blake Trent right on his heels with 21 points. We'll have some substitutions here for both teams. Alex Andrews in for Modica. Trent with a chance to tie the game high. First one is good. Check that. That was a three-point play. So, negate all that. 22 is what Blake Trent will finish with on a nice outing. Another substitution. Brandon Moss in for Burns. Nieto in. Luka Tobak is in. Joseph Lowe, Nick Coral, left angle, put it on the floor, looks down low, bad pass, Brandon Moss has a steal. Moss up the floor, is anybody going to stop him? Hesitation dribble, he'll go right to the rack, inside, left hand finish, it's good. Coast to coast for B. Moss, 94-64, under 140 to play. Coburnat, it just came into the game. Manius down low. Nick Corles, fadeaway jumper. No. Luka Tabak with the board. Up to Andrews. Andrews, yet to score tonight. Put it on the floor. The right hand to B. Moss. Moss, he's going to try for three. This is way off. Offensive rebound, Luka Tabak. Shot clock reset, and it shouldn't have. 94-64. Gabe Coleman. Now to Brandon Moss, to Alex Andrews. Andrews for three. No. Rebound is controlled by Nick Coral. And a loose ball foul is going to be on, I think, Brandon Moss. So that will send Joseph Lowe to the line. Free throw, no, and offensive rebound comes to Nick Coral, swings out. Here's an open left-wing shooter for Manis, no, and Brandon Moss with the board. Moss, he's not going to be stopped. It's stripped out of his hands, but a foul. And a good outing here tonight for Simpson. They'll finish this game and get the opening night victory and move to 1-0. Free throw, no good. Redhawks at the line. They started off strong and now will finish 14 of 25. Pending this free throw. Check that. 14 of 26. Nieto offense rebound. He goes back up. He's fouled and he'll get to the line. Justin Nieto with his first board. He's got a couple assists. First one is good from Nieto. 95-64. Second one pops out. Rebound. Luka DeBock's going to come away with it. Swings to Gabe Coleman. Looks down to the paint. Finds Nieto. Lay in, no. B-Moss, second chance. Simpson now will set it up. B-Moss to the rack. He's going to go up. Shot is blocked. 95-64. 4 second differential between the shot clock and the game clock. Down in the paint, back to the basket. Cromwell tries to go up over Brandon Moss off the glass and in. That should do it. Well, maybe not. Gabe Coleman almost shot a three. Instead, Simpson will run out the clock. 95-66 will be our final score. An outstanding performance for the Redhawks in opening night. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton, staying so long as the final horn will sound here in a moment. And the Redhawks improved to 1-0. We thank you for joining us here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you next time.
Security advisor John Bolton says the two presidents will meet in Paris next month on the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, and
we have invited President Putin to Washington after the first of the year for basically a full day of consultations.
Bolton is in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia and says they need to work out date and time.
What the scheduling of that is, we don't quite know yet.
Putin and Trump held a summit in Helsinki in July. Putin has repeatedly said improved relations between the U.S. and Russia have been thwarted by U.S. political infighting and allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential campaign. Ed Donahue, Washington.
It was on October 26, 1949, President Truman signed a measure raising the minimum wage from 40 to 75 cents an hour. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Tesla's in the crosshairs of the FBI.
According to a published report, the FBI is conducting a criminal investigation of business practices at Tesla. The FBI is probing whether the electric car maker misstated production figures about its Model 3 sedan and misled investors about its business. In early 2017, Tesla announced plans to produce up to 5,000 Model 3s a week by the end of that year, but it fell far short, producing just 2,700 for all of that year. Tesla recently settled a civil lawsuit filed filed by the Securities and Exchange Commission over tweets by founder Elon Musk saying he'd secured funding to take the company private. I'm Mike Grossia.
A rare $1,000 bill nicknamed the Grand Watermelon for its ornate green zeros sold at auction for $2.04 million at the Baltimore Winter Whitman Expo. The buyer was anonymous. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Cesar Sayoc in FBI custody, charged with five federal crimes, interstate transportation of an explosive, illegal mailing of explosives, threats versus former presidents and certain others, threatening interstate communications, and assaulting current and former federal officers. That's five federal crimes right now, facing up to 58 years in prison. A Department of Justice press conference going on right now. Christopher Wray, FBI director, answering questions.
I think yesterday, we were starting to receive information over the course of the last 24, 36 hours.
So it was found yesterday?
I don't know the exact time, but that's ballpark.
Here.
A question for Director Wray and Attorney General Sessions. Can you describe your reaction to when you got word that there was a latent fingerprint that might lead you to a suspect? And also, could you give us a sense of why the devices may not have exploded?
What was the second part of the question?
Any sense of why the devices did not explode?
So on the first part, my reaction to hearing that we had a possible match just validated my unbelievable faith and confidence in the men and women of law enforcement, and in particular of the FBI lab. There's a reason why the FBI's lab is known as one of the very best in the world, and the folks who work there are extraordinary. And once I knew that they had a print, I was pretty confident that we'd be able to find the right person. As far as the devices themselves, it's important to say, as is in the complaint, that even if the devices, and we're still trying to determine whether or not they were functional, as they say, so we're doing all kinds of analysis on that to make a definitive determination, but they did contain energetic material, which, if subjected to the right combination of heat or shock or friction, could be dangerous to the public, and the public should treat any device like that accordingly.
Yeah. Attorney General Sessions, could you tell us plainly why was he targeting Democrats?
I don't know, other than what you might normally expect. He may have been appears to be a partisan, but that would be determined by the facts as the case goes forward, and I'm not able to comment on that.
Is he cooperating?
We're not going to be discussing where the investigation stands at this time.
I'm just curious. What role you think the rhetoric in the political arena might have played in this, and is that giving you more work?
We're focused not on the talk, but on the work. the work of the men and women of law enforcement here and the work that was done over the last week is something that should make every American proud and grateful. And it's too early at this stage for us to be discussing motivation in this particular case.
But just to follow up, are you concerned that nasty political rhetoric might motivate someone who's predisposed for violence to act out?
We're concerned about people committing acts of violence under any motivation.
Kevin.
Director, do you believe that he's the only one involved in this campaign? And you continue to make reference to other devices that might be out there. Do you have any sense of how many that are still in the street?
So, as I said at the outset, and I think the Attorney General said as well, this is very much an active and ongoing investigation. We do believe that we've caught the right guy, but we also know that this is an ongoing investigation and there's a lot of work still to be done, which means there's still plenty of unanswered questions.
We'll do last question. Yeah, that was my question.
When did you first brief President Trump on having a suspect in custody? And if you can say
what the FBI director answering questions right now.
President, I will say that I received a very nice congratulatory call from the President shortly before heading over here and saw his remarks that he made at the White House. And I think he, like every American, is and should be proud of the unbelievable work that was done not just by the FBI but by all of our law enforcement partners across multiple states in this. I think Commissioner O'Neill said it well. The partnerships that exist in the law enforcement profession right now in this country are extraordinary, are better than they've ever been, and it's exactly what the doctor ordered for this country at this time.
Thank you so much.
Christopher Wray, FBI Director, answering questions regarding the arrest of Cesar Sayoc, facing over 50 years, facing five federal crimes. The items he's accused of being a part of were real, thankfully. None of them went off. Interesting question there at the end, close to the end. People talking about the rhetoric, which is where we've been focused on here on the Dana Show for quite some time. By the way, for those of you who haven't heard me before, my name's Nate Shellman out of Boise, Idaho. I'm filling in for Dana here on the show just for a day. She gets a day off. A lot of focus on the rhetoric. As if we, you and I, maybe even the president, maybe even the media, as if we are responsible for this 56-year-old who was born in New York, resident of Florida, who has a criminal record already, including threatening to use a bomb, felony theft, drug possession fraud, as if we are responsible for pushing this guy over the edge when it sounds like he was already damaged. No, I don't accept that. I don't accept that blame. I can't speak on behalf of the president. I can't speak on behalf of all the media. I can't speak on behalf of anybody else but me who talks. And by the way, if you talk, you engage in rhetoric. That's just a simple mathematical equation. But I'm not going to slow the passion or lower or diminish the passion that I feel about anything because some nut job might take it the wrong way. No. I don't advocate violence. I don't advocate killing. And for those of you that want to point out Maxine Waters who said harass them, even then, I hate to defend her a little bit, we're not talking about people harassing the former president, people harassing Cory Booker, people harassing CNN. No, these were threatening packages designed to maim, possibly kill. IEDs, improvised explosive device, thankfully weren't wired correctly or... That's a lot different charge than harassing. So what do we do now? Do we all have to walk on eggshells? Because there might be crazies. There might be the mentally unstable. Do we point fingers and say, well, you guys started, we're just... Do we do that? What do we do? Where do I go from here? Do I be stubborn, as I'm tended to be, and say, well, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop how I say something. If somebody screws up, I'm going to say that person screws up. If somebody did something that I don't agree with, I'm going to say that person did something I agree with. Should I lower my tone in how I say things and we can all have ourselves a nice cup of tea while we discuss politics and what goes around us every day, taking your calls? And maybe I should just be a little less active. Maybe I should just be a little more monotone. Maybe I should even talk in a whisper, like a lot of other places need to do, like a lot of other radio stations all over the country. They talk in a whisper. They might have some classical music in the background. You can be a part of the show as well. Huh. I mean, I don't know of too many people who listen to NPR because it's so freaking incredibly exciting. No. Why don't we try that for a second? 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. My name's Nate Shellman out of Boise, Idaho, and let's talk about everything that's going on around us. But you can't, your voice can't be active. You can't talk like you normally would. You can't be the person that you want to be. All of us have to discuss like this. Calmed, hushed tones designed to not provoke or incite. Yes, that's what everybody wants the definition of civil to be. If we are only going to speak about politics, we should only speak about politics like this. Huh. Almost like a cross right now between Jeff Goldblum. Actually, no, it's just Jeff Goldblum. This is my Jeff Goldblum impersonation. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Are you now going to change your behavior because crazy people might be incited to violence? I'm not. I'm going to try. I'm probably not going to like it, but I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot for a segment. Two at the most, but I don't think I'm going to last more than one segment. Your calls when we come back on The Dana Show.
If you're a regular listener, you've been hearing me talk about Kel-Tec and all the reasons why they're one of my personal favorites. I know from experience that seeing is believing. So I want to speak directly to all of my listeners who are passionate about firearms, shooting, and the safety of your family and your ability to secure your world no matter what. It's time to become a believer and invest in the best firearm money can buy, a Kel-Tec. Even if you already own a Kel-Tec, there are so many good reasons to own them all. The foundation of what Kel-Tec believes goes into every gun. Kel-Tec believes performance is design that helps an accurate shooter be consistently accurate. Performance is also quality of engineering and design as well as manufacturing. Reliability is Kel-Tec performance too. Will it work like it's supposed to, when it needs to, repeatedly and consistently? Performance is also affordability. But then what good are accuracy, quality, reliability, and safety if you can't afford them? Check out KeltecWeapons.com. That's KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Let me ask you something. When is the last time you went to the range and shot your personal protection firearm? With this problem in mind, we at Northern Firearms Instruction have developed the NFI Defensive Pistol Course, taught one Sunday a month from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Reading Gun Club. This class reviews all the important concepts of the use of a pistol for self-defense. Bring 100 cartridges and your firearm to spend 5 hours with a certified NRA instructor. Call us today at 999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind, right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
Steven, this music might be provocative and insightful. I think we need to, how the kids say, slow the roll. And we need to dial it back. My name's Nate Shellman out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. And it occurred to me that some of you who may be listening to this program may be on the edge. And I do not want the words that come out of my mouth nor the caller's mouth to incite you to violence in any way. So, we are now going to be discussing politics just like this. In the world events and those that go on around us, if they want us to change the way we speak, maybe we should then try it. If only for one segment. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Let's go to John in Indiana. John, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead, John.
Good afternoon, Nate. Great show as always. God bless you and yours.
John, hold on a second, John. You seem to have too much energy in your voice, John.
I'm sorry.
I think you need to be
sorry
a little
about
more.
That. Let me calm that down. I just left the gym, so just bear with me.
Okay. Ooh, gym. That's another place full of aggression and hormones, John. I feel you. You're probably on steroids, but that's okay. We'll send somebody to check on you. We'll put you on a list, John. Go ahead, John. Try not to be so passionate about what's about to come out of your mouth.
Right, and it's probably my toxic masculinity, and I apologize for that as well.
It's okay,
but,
John.
You know, I think you're right, Nate. We can change things. I don't believe we can stop it because you're always going to have crazy. But, you know, a lot of this change starts in our home, teaching our children, our grandchildren what is and isn't acceptable. the other thing that I think we should really work on changing is, number one, is the way these things like this are handled. Someone like this should be locked up for a long time. But the biggest thing that could really bring about a whole lot of change, completely change this country around, is bring back that good old-fashioned concept of personal responsibility. And that's just my two cents worth, brother, and I'm going to go back and try to chill out a little bit more.
John, I also must say that I don't know if you meant to do this or not, but to shame somebody who to talk about what goes on in the home when we're talking about a 56-year-old who had just been kicked out of his home by his parents not too long ago,
has he really been living in a van down by the river? He's been living in the damn van?
Sorry. I didn't mean for that. He's been living in a van because even his own family thought he may have been a little guano crazy. Interesting. So maybe, John, we should take pity on these people. Maybe we should reserve ourselves for the sake of those who may be on the edge, who may be mentally on the edge. I have time left for Michael in Indiana. Michael, you're on the Dana Show. Michael, again, please only use 25%. Again, that's way too much energy, Michael. I'm going to need you to dial that back. You're at a 10. I need to take you to about a 2, Michael. Can you do that for me?
I guess so. I reckon so.
I reckon. Okay, well, we'll go with it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike. I can't do it. Steven, I tried. I can't. Steven, I tried. Did I make it 4 minutes? Did I make it 5? How do they do they? Are they freebasing Quaaludes on NBR? What are they doing? How do they do that for hours on end? I would lose my mind. People are going to be driving into ditches listening to me talk like that. Michael, listen, man. I trampled all over your phone call. Can you hold on for me? Can you hold on just a little bit, brother? I don't want to rush you. All right, cool. I got to do a quick 5 here.
It's time for Dana's Quick 5.
And you know what? My Quick 5 is going to be pretty simple. It's the 5 federal charges that Cesar Sayoc is being charged with. Interstate transportation of an explosive, illegal mailing of explosives, threats versus former presidents and certain others, threatening interstate communications and assaulting current and former federal officers. Those 5 federal crimes, Cesar Sayoc could face up to 58 years in prison. He's charged. He hasn't been found guilty. His van that was taken into custody, he's apparently been living in that van for a period of time because his own family apparently didn't want him around. Maybe they saw something. Maybe they knew something. He has a history about him. This isn't the first time his name and explosive device have ever been used. In fact, it's part of his history. He also has drug charges as well. Born in New York, a resident of Florida, which means I have a feeling we'll be talking more about Caesar when it comes to Florida, man. We'll try to find some funny dumb people, but there's nothing funny about this guy at all. And during the FBI press conference, during the Department of Justice press conference, people want to blame the rhetoric for pushing this guy over the edge when it sounds like he was crazy to begin with. So why is this my fault? Why is this the president's fault? Why is this the media's fault? This isn't even your fault, folks. This guy, if he did it, this guy needs to be held responsible. We need to weed this and other people like this guy out. We need to weed him out of the right. We need to weed him out of the left. My name is Nate Shellen, filling in for Dana on The Dana Show.
Have you ever taken your car in for an oil change, your mechanic finds something wrong, and surprise, you're hit with a huge repair bill? And what happens when you're not covered by the manufacturer's warranty? You're paying out of your own pocket to fix it. This is why I recommend extended vehicle protection from CarShield. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, CarShield can save you from paying for high repair bills. Replacing your engine or even a simple sensor can cost thousands. When you're protected by CarShield, you can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership fix your car. It's your choice. CarShield also provides 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection. Get CarShield. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana or visit CarShield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. That's CarShield.com or 800-CAR-6100 and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media sound bites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call him at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Listen live around the world
at danaradio.com.
Nate Shelman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. In a Department of Justice press conference just a little bit ago, a question was asked of Christopher Wray, who's the FBI director, while giving the specs, giving the parameters, the charges, the just one fingerprint on one of these envelopes led them to Cesar Sayoc, one latent fingerprint, and I guess other DNA evidence. You know there was some science stuff going on just to meet anyway. The devices were real, so the FBI says. They just didn't go off, which is great. Maybe they weren't intended to go off, but they could have anyway. And the question was asked, did the rhetoric have any part in this? And I saw that train coming from a mile away. We now all are expected to change how we act, how we behave, what we say, who we say it around, who's listening, because somebody might do something stupid, because it's never happened before. If they could pin this on Trump directly, they would, and they're going to try to, or they'll pin it on the media, or they'll pin it, the radio hosts, or they'll pin it on whomever they can put it on. They'll pin this on everybody except Cesar Sayoc, who, by the way, is the only one facing five federal charges for this. I blame morons, of which he may be one. He may be a moron, and he's not the only one out there. There's plenty of morons. Jails are full of morons. But don't tell me I need to slow my roll and talk like some NPR host 24/7 because somebody may get the wrong idea. No! That's a whole lot of their problem, not mine. Now, Michael, my apologies. I cut you off earlier. I want you to continue. You have free reign here on The Dana Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a statement, basically. If the left would go to the point of working with us instead of against us and get their hands out of the cookie jar, America would be great again, but they're just constantly, every time we turn around, they're just, want to go the opposite direction and keep their hands in the cookie jar. Instead of making America great again, they just want to keep pulling money out of the cookie jar and putting it in their pockets instead of putting it back in our pockets.
Okay, what does that have to do with today's events? Forgive me, I didn't see the immediate connection.
Well,
I agree with you. I get what you're saying. I don't see what it has to do with the guy being arrested for creating suspicious packages that could explode in people's homes and offices.
Okay, now if the left wasn't doing what they're doing, then this guy wouldn't have came out of the woodwork and did what he did.
Okay.
See what where I'm going at this?
That is the worst rationalization I have heard. Come on.
Come on, Michael, take two. Give another chance. Hold on. I'll give you a mulligan, Mike. Steven, can we give Michael a mulligan? Can we give him a mulligan? Just get an eraser on the golf score sheet. Let's go to Michael in Indiana. Michael, I cut you off earlier here on the Dana Show. Go ahead. Tell me your thoughts on what's been going on today.
Well, I still think that, if the left wasn't so negative on everything, then, people wouldn't be going to the point of when Trump's trying to make everything better and the left's trying to make everything, not good, and it wouldn't pull this guy out of the woodwork and all these other people out.
Okay, I tried. I tried to give you another chance.
With Antifa?
Yeah.
With Antifa and everything else, I mean...
This guy's right up there with Antifa, then. If he did it, he's right up there with Antifa. He is no better than them.
No.
Understand that. He's no better. Yes. And listen, if you want to blame the left, fine, go ahead. Why can't we blame this guy? Here's what you said.
Well, yeah,
if they would just agree with Trump. No, Michael, I'm going to tell you what you... If they would just agree with Trump, people wouldn't be crazy like this guy. Which...
Well, no, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if they get on the same
page. That's exactly what you just said.
Yeah, well, I mean, with everything that's going on, I mean, I know everybody's going to be going to the point of, not everybody's going to agree on everything, but, I mean,
that's fine.
The left and the right should be getting along for everybody else out there that they're representing.
No. Michael, I disagree with you, respectfully. Brother, I love you. Disagree with you. And here's why. I'll tell you why. I appreciate the call. You don't get along just to pacify the masses. Because then you're hypersensitive to every stupid threat that's out there. And we don't bow to every stupid threat that's out there. Well, if we don't do this... The people are going to be angry, and we don't want the people angry, so I guess we should provide everything to everyone, because they might get angry if we don't want them to be angry. That's how government got to the size it got, because they keep providing to everybody, because they don't want to make them angry. They want to make them feel good. That's how we got to where we are. Don't get along. Argue. Debate. And don't say, well, if the left would just agree with Trump, they wouldn't have a guy out there that hates left-wing people and wants to send them back. No. We shouldn't change. The Democrats in Congress, if they want to call people to harass somebody, I guess if I have to compare the two, I'd rather the Maxine Waters of the world do that. Because I don't hear anybody saying, what we ought to do? We ought to send people explosive things in the mail and just end them and damage them physically. No. Absolutely nobody is saying that. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Jeff, Indiana, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead.
Using my best NPR voice here.
You're going a little bass with it, Jeff. I dig it. You might be just a little. I think even if you called NPR with that amazing baritone voice, you'd probably scare everybody at NPR. This guy means business. The water's deep, isn't it, Jeff? Go ahead.
Well, anyway, to get to the discussion of today. Number one, I don't remember the media outrage when Republicans were receiving Bison envelopes that actually put people in the hospital. We did have a guy actually...
You know what? Outrage, no. Fear, yes.
Yeah.
There wasn't outrage, but there was fear. I remember fear.
Do you remember everybody blaming whoever was president at the time?
No.
What was going on? Okay. See, and that's the whole thing with the mainstream media. They're such a joke. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the thing is, this guy has to be the worst bomb maker in the world. I mean, I don't agree with what he did, and I'm glad they didn't go off. would have just given them more ammunition. But still, it's gotten out of hand on both sides. It really has, because I heard you talking about Maxine Waters. Yeah, okay. Rather have them do that. But people have been physically attacked in the street, not just run out of a restaurant, but somebody, some pro-life woman the other day was actually attacked, physically attacked, assaulted. So it's getting outrageous on both sides. And I agree, if you've got a difference with somebody, you need to provide an argument that's going to win the case, not start getting violent or encourage violence or encourage anybody to be told that they're not wanted, that they don't belong.
Substance.
That, you know,
substance. We need to get back to substance, exactly. But be passionate. Be passionate, Jeff. Do not lose your passion at all.
I'm not, because
here's the thing. This doesn't define us. This isn't even the majority. This isn't even the 0.1% of the population.
No.
This is the smallest version of who we are as a country, because most everybody else, they're asking each other, hey, who are you picking? Red Sox or Dodgers? Hey, wow, look, they're watching football. Is the price of gas going to go down? What's that? That's it. That's where most everybody is. Yeah, you're here.
Yeah.
Jeff,
so anyway,
you're here.
Like I said, I want to put my point of view that this is getting ridiculous. The media has played this. I haven't seen anything else on the news for days. They're acting like nothing else is going on, like you're saying, like they have no other life. But the thing that gets me the most is they want to pin this on the president. So it's like, really? I mean, they want to act like this was something he went and told this guy to do. And, you know, he's got his rhetoric, and sometimes, you know, he's a little extreme about it, but he says what he thinks, and he's passionate about it. And people aren't used to that. They're used to politicians playing all the edges, so they want to keep everybody happy. And he's done with that. And the biggest thing that would cure all this, I think, would be term limits for all these people. Look at Maxine Waters. As far as I know, I don't think she even lives in the district that she represents out in California, and she lives in a multi-million-dollar mansion. I mean, come on. How are these people getting this rich on $170,000, $180,000 salary a year?
Yeah, but am I going to blame her? Or am I going to blame the people that keep voting her back in? And the thing is, as much as I would love to control what everybody else does, I have a very good argument against term limits. Okay, and the thing is we want to tell everybody else who they can and can't elect, right? Because we don't like the other people. No. Listen.
Okay.
I'll go just a spar here, and I have other things I want to do in my day than tell somebody else who they should and should not vote for in a district where I don't live. That's all. I don't live there. If they want to elect a moron, go ahead, elect a moron. I wonder if the Bunny Ranch guy is going to win. Dennis Hoff, Nevada, you might know him from the HBO thing. He's dead. He might actually win the election. So I'd love to tell people who they can and can't. But the thing is I don't want to be a king, man. I don't. I got other things to do. I got Halloween parties this weekend. I don't want to plan a kingdom. So if you want to elect the same person 30 years in a row, knock yourself out. My name's Nate Shellman. I got one more segment for calls, 844-344-DANA. Filling in out of Boise, Idaho, this is The Dana Show.
I'm a huge fan of MyPillow. Not only has this product changed how good I sleep, but during a time when some companies are running away from conservative radio, MyPillow is putting their support alongside programs like this one. But the big plus is that their MyPillow is truly the only pillow that I will ever use again. Sleeping on a MyPillow has alleviated any sore upper back issues, any neck issues, and I sleep better than I ever have before. There is not a better product on the market, and right now you can get your very own MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana to get two MyPillows for the price of one. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Dana, or call 800-944-4975. MyPillow is changing the way people sleep forever. Call 800-944-4975. That's 800-944-4975. Or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Outdoor Limited is your one-spot stop for all your ammunition needs. OutdoorLimited.com has one of the largest stocking inventory selections of the best rimfire, handgun, and rifle ammunition. Every item listed in stock on their website is on hand at their warehouse. No third-party drop shipping and no back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle, Outdoor Limited is a family-owned business. This husband and wife team started the company in their garage 4 years ago, and they believe in selling good products at a fair price. They carry not just ammo, but also key accessories such as magazines, cleaning supplies, and targets. Outdoor Limited is my personal go-to for all of my ammunition and shooting needs. Great prices, fast shipping. Visit OutdoorLimited.com right now. Receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more with code Dana. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code Dana. That's OutdoorLimited.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The 17th Annual Power to Seniors Celebrity Soup Kitchen, sponsored by the Older Adult Policy Council, will take place Wednesday, November 7th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The event will be held at a new location, the Reading Senior Citizens Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Enjoy an evening of gourmet soups, music, and raffle prizes. Proceeds go to older adults who are unable to pay their power bills. Tickets are available at the door, $12 for adults and $6 for children ages 3 to 12. For more information, call 232-5543.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Nate Shulman here out of Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Let's get in as many calls here in this last segment as possible. Scott, Indiana, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, I'd like to say it's the guy's fault who did it. What's his name? Caesar Saquon or whatever.
Right.
But the thing is, I don't, know if people are really talking about. There's a lot of mental illness amongst a lot of people. And if you continually getting battered, beat down with bad news, whether it be from the news, the radio, whatever, everybody's got their breaking point, and I'm not trying to make excuses for the guy, but, he's got to take responsibility for his own actions. But, the mental illness has a lot to play with this guy's decision-making.
Yeah, but, how many times do you catch yourself trying not to offend somebody? Honestly. Am I really supposed to myself? I don't want to make somebody violent now. I better not say this. Somebody might become violent because of it. It's going to get to the point. What they want us to
treat people the way you want to be treated. I mean, don't.
Yeah, but sometimes people are stupid.
You got that right.
And Scott, I appreciate the call. Sometimes people are stupid. Sometimes I don't believe people. And what? Am I supposed to understand that if I criticize somebody who I don't like or who I disagree with, that somebody may take that criticism and go, oh, they want me to harm them? No. I didn't say harm them. I just said I disagree with them. Calling somebody fake news doesn't mean end their life. Saying I disagree with somebody's politics doesn't mean end their life. I mean, if you want to believe George Soros is the boogeyman and behind everything that wants to take down this country, fine, go ahead, believe that. But don't end his life because of it, or don't try. No, don't do that. That's a crime. That is wrong. You don't want to be treated like a child. I feel like we shouldn't have to say this because 99.9% of the people already know this. 844-344-DANA. Do I have time for Ken? I'm going to make time for Ken. Ken, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, just really quickly. I don't know if it's age or what, but you reach a certain point where you don't really care what people think about you, and you're going to speak your mind. And I think exactly what you have said is spot on. We can't stop saying the conservative viewpoint, because the conservative viewpoint offends somebody and may cause them to go get a bomb. The conservative viewpoint is less government, and all these things are important. I think more than anything else, the thing we need to do is actually stand up and voice our opinion. I think this last time, the election, a lot of people voiced their opinion. They were quiet and not politically – they were trying to be politically correct because they would get ostracized through the media and whatever thing else. But push came to shove, Trump got into office and was elected legally into office. Comment, I Googled conservative news. I don't have TV right now. I just have internet. So I Googled conservative news. You would not believe, if you can't see, that 95% of the media is negative towards Trump. That's what concerns me, is that somehow we got to have at least a conservative viewpoint and not pipe down, because you're always going to have that liberal viewpoint. If not, they're hearing one thing. That's what Hitler did, is he controlled papers, he controlled the news, and he took away rule of law, and that's what we're doing. And I'll leave on the call, but I agree wholeheartedly with what you said. I think regardless, you cannot pipe down and say, yeah, well, maybe I better.
Can we not use the word pipe today? Can we not use that word? Can we not use the word pipe?
Oh, yeah.
I got to hit a break. I appreciate it. Let's do... Should be an easy one. Let's do This Day in Stupidity. A lot of stupid people in Florida. Here's another one. Hermes Gasparin, a 22-year-old unemployed Florida man, arrested for allegedly repeatedly hitting his mother with sausages inside the kitchen. He apparently battered his 41-year-old, he's 22, he apparently battered his 41-year-old mom with sausages. The victim agreed to prepare a meal, but asked her son to give her a few minutes due to being busy. And then he started throwing sausages at his mother. Arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery, booked in the county jail, and he's there on bond. This is The Dana Show.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The worry is over after a suspect believed to be the one that sent mail bombs through, or suspected pipe bombs through the mail to current and former government officials, is behind bars tonight.
The suspect, identified as 56-year-old Cesar Sayak, a resident of Aventura, Florida, with a history of arrests. Records show that he had previously lived in North Carolina, New Jersey, Michigan, and Brooklyn, New York. Sayak was taken into custody at an auto parts store in Plantation, Florida, not far from the mail processing facility that had become a focus of attention. A white van covered in political stickers belonging to Sayak was also confiscated and taken to an FBI processing center.
As correspondent Wally Hines. Security tight in southern Kandahar for parliamentary elections that were delayed a week following an attack by an elite guard who killed two top government officials, including the powerful police chief. The polls opened at 7 o'clock Saturday morning local time. The Central American migrant caravan has turned down an offer of assimilation from Mexico.
Mexico's President Peña Nieto had announced an offer of a You Are at Home plan directed at a migrant caravan currently within its borders. It required that they register with authorities and apply for refugee status in two of Mexico's southern states where the group is now situated. Doing so would have allowed the migrants access to medical attention, schooling, and jobs, but in its terms, only for those who fulfill Mexico's laws. Coordinators of the caravan read the plan out loud, but migrants shouted back in Spanish, "Thank you, but no, we're heading north." Some are trying to hop dangerous freight trains to shorten their trek. George Manzani reporting.
Wall Street Journal reporting the FBI conducting a criminal investigation into whether electric car maker Tesla misstated production figures about its Model 3 sedan. News and analysis at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
British police have arrested a man suspected of trying to steal a Magna Carta from its display case.
The Magna Carta, granted by King John in 1215, has become an enduring symbol of the rule of law in Britain. The document on display at Salisbury Cathedral is one of just four surviving originals. Police say cathedral alarms had sounded when a person tried to smash the glass box containing the priceless document. The Magna Carta wasn't damaged, and no one was hurt during the incident, while a man was immediately detained. Salisbury Cathedral has been in the news recently because two Russians, accused of carrying out the nerve agent attack on the Skripals, say they travelled to Salisbury to see its famous cathedral and not to poison anyone. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The two Koreas have agreed to destroy nearly two dozen frontline guard posts by November. You can always check out breaking news. Get more analysis at townhall.com. Happy days on Wall Street may not last.
The economy grew a healthy 3.5% from July through September. And for the year, we may see 3% growth, say economists, the best annual showing in 13 years. But get ready for a slowdown. Economists are worrying about rising interest rates and President Trump's trade war with China. The experts predict growth will fall next year to about 2.4%. and slow to under 2% in 2020. Many economists also foresee a recession around that time. Rita Foley, Washington.
The White House has invited Russian President Putin to Washington sometime after the first of the year. President Trump and Putin also planning a brief meeting on the sidelines of events in Paris early next month to commemorate the 100th anniversary of World War I. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. Are you aware there are at least 7 million people in California who call themselves Christians? And of them, less than 15% will vote this coming election. If we are to survive the continuing moral decay of our California political leaders, every Christian must stand up, be counted, and vote. In order to return to godly moral values, Christians must vote according to the principles of the Bible. Regardless of your political party, please vote for candidates who believe in and live the values taught in the Word of God. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
After I woke up this morning, the sky actually slammed against the ground. It had been falling and falling and falling, and shortly after dawn, it crashed to the ground, destroying and killing all human life on Earth. It was kind of tragic, I thought. But then everything got better. The falling sky, with the sky falling at this rate for this long, how high is the sky? How high is up? CNN thinks that anything that deviates from the established Democrat Party narrative is a conspiracy theory. But blaming Trump's rhetoric for the, they call him the mad bomber. It's a bombing. There are no bombs. They're inert objects that look like bombs with no detonators, apparently incapable of detonating. But that hasn't stopped CNN and the others in the phony baloney news media from saying this is an attack on our democracy, a terrorist attack, the series of bombings. They're calling it a series of bombings. I think in order for it to be a bombing, a bomb has to go off. And I asked the question yesterday, when is a bomb not a bomb? A bomb is not a bomb if it was never designed to blow up. That's when a bomb is not a bomb. These are not from what we have seen so far, and it's always possible that the 12th one will show up and it will actually blow up. That'd be a surprise, I think, for everyone. It could be part of the mad bomber's trick, but
it looks as though the individual involved, and if you notice, the news media is very fond of saying his or her, the mad bomber. They don't want to leap to any conclusions that it might be a man, but they're willing to leap conclusions that it's a Republican, a supporter of President Trump, who's inspired by President Trump's rhetoric. That's fine. That's not conspiracy theory. That's not conjecture. That's not leaping to conclusions. That's not just noodling. That is established fact. That is the narrative. The narrative is that this is a right-wing nut living in a cabin like the Unabomber, who is a Fox News fan who watches Sean Hannity's program and reads the Drudge Report, and that's how he got what the CNN people are calling Trump's hit list. This is what CNN is calling it yesterday, Trump's hit list, and that some mad bomber out there who's obviously a Republican is carrying out these terrorist attacks and these assassination attempts. That's what they're calling them. It's a mass assassination attempt. Now, you want a mass assassination attempt? I got a mass assassination attempt for you. There was a mass assassination attempt in Washington, D.C. quite recently. But if he had been using blanks, I don't think it would have been a mass assassination attempt. James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders volunteer, did not use blanks. But if he had used blanks, I don't think CNN would be calling this a mass assassination attempt. And I say throwing out 10, no, now 11, because they intercepted another one in a U.S. Postal Service facility in Florida that was addressed to Cory Booker, you know, Spartacus. And he tries to force men to give him acts of sexual gratification at LGBTQIA events. Push them down to their knees in men's rooms by muscling them down while thanking them for their good citizenship, which is what has been claimed. But, you know, pound men, too, hasn't gotten any traction because the news media hasn't covered the story. Because, after all, it's just an anonymous accusation that's been leveled against Cory Booker. And the news media doesn't go with anonymous accusations unless, of course, they're leveled against the likes of Brett Kavanaugh or Republicans, in which case the accusation is enough. Because were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. And let me say, when you, the 11th one now intercepted in the in the postal facility in Florida is supposed to have gone to Cory Booker. We got more. Uh-oh, one for James Clapper. Oh, that's 12. We got that's an even dozen. Shall we go for a baker's dozen? But I've got to say, now that we have apparently established that the devices are not actually built to explode, but to scare, to look very scary, like Ahmed the Clock Boy's briefcase, which the news media told us didn't look like a bomb at all. Remember that? Now, these are terrorist attacks on our institute, attempted assassinations. These are attempted assassinations. But again, it is like the idea of James Hodgkinson of the Bernie Sanders campaign showing up with a rifle filled with blanks and firing them at somebody. I don't think that the news media would be wetting their diapers over blanks being fired at Republicans on a bed. Oh, that's scary. Oh, you shouldn't do that. And they'd be laughing within 5 minutes. Well, good thing it didn't turn out to be bad news. Now, also, the news media, they have Alzheimer's. They have Newsheimer's is what they have. They forget what they were reporting 5 minutes ago, forget about 2 weeks ago. But just a couple of weeks ago, in fact, let's skip a couple of weeks ago. I was doing my research today. By the way, we're at 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And there's a caravan headed our way, too. It's a caravan. There's a caravan coming our way. It's like the, you know, I remember in the Wolfman when the caravan came into town and it was the gypsies. And then one of them was a Wolfman and he bit a local, Lon Chaney Jr. in this case. And then he became a Wolfman, too. That was how the whole Wolfman thing started, was with a caravan. And I talked about this yesterday. The reporter, CNN or MSNBC, going out to the crowd sleeping on the ground, walking north, said as the sun rose, you could hear all the people coughing, hacking and coughing as the sun was rising up. And might that indicate that there's some sort of public health issue of some kind? No, not to the news media. They're just because they're poor. They need to move to the United States and then they'll stop coughing. That'll be okay. And I'll get back to that. But it was day before yesterday, and I mean Wednesday. I mean 48 hours ago, that there was a charge placed against the person who sent letters with white powder to a series of Trump administration officials, including the White House and the President of the United States. But interestingly enough, and they were supposed to be ricin, and in fact the powdery substance was made from castor beans, which is what you use to make the deadly toxin ricin, but it hadn't been fully processed into legitimate ricin. Now, the news media said of that, well, that's nothing. That's fake. That's fake. That's not an assassination attempt. But when you receive inert explosive devices that aren't explosive devices, because the devices won't explode the way that they're built, the way that they're configured, the way that they're sent, they don't explode, I say they're not bombs. Is a blank a bullet? No, a blank is not a bullet. An inert bomb is not a bomb. And castor beans that are not ricin are not ricin. But the news media is fine with a couple of these scenarios. This is literally from Wednesday at 1:52 p.m. from CNN, the day before yesterday, October 24th, 2018, by Eli Watkins. I wonder if he's related to Ali Watkins at the New York Times, who has sex with men in exchange for scoops. Ali Watkins, the award-winning, she has a Lucite Block Award coming. But it's from the American Adult Video Awards thing. It's a different kind of award. You know what it's shaped like? Well, we'll get to that later on. Utah man charged for sending toxic letters to Trump, other administration officials. This is from day before yesterday. This is from 48 hours ago, while the news media was going wall-to-wall crazy, bananas, over what we now understand to be, believe to be, a number of inert bomb-like objects sent to a bunch of Democrats with the return address on everyone going to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is despised by Bernie Sanders supporters, but let's not look at the clues. 48 hours ago, CNN was completely ignoring this story. This is an online by somebody nobody's ever heard of, Eli Watkins. Federal authorities secured an indictment Thursday. Oh, this is fun. They've got Thursday, even though the date is Wednesday, against a man accused of sending, maybe they can see the future over there, sending threatening letters to top officials. They're not threatening letters, including a ricin-laced threat to President Donald Trump. The Justice Department announced the indictment of 7 counts against William Clyde Allen and said the indictments include the allegation that Allen knowingly threatened to use biological agent and toxin, specifically ricin, as a weapon. Allen pleaded not guilty to all charges Thursday morning, according to the statement from the Justice Department. So they don't even know what day it is at CNN. Statement said Allen was also charged with mailing a threat against the President of the United States and was facing 5 counts of mailing threats to officers and employees of the U.S. government. It listed officials threatened as Defense Secretary James Mattis, Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson, FBI Director Christopher Wray, CIA Director Gina Haspel, Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson. Now, all of these allegedly ricin-filled envelopes were sent to these government officials so recently that the perp was just charged either yesterday or the day before, depending on which part of the CNN story you want to believe. And this is a complete non-story. Were these terrorist attacks? Was this an assault on our democracy? Was this an attempted decapitation of the government? No. You know what? It wasn't. But it was a terrorist attack by a lunatic who threatened all of these people by sending what in the end turned out to be an inert white powder. Just as, in the end, this appears to be inert bomb-like devices that are incapable of blowing up. But look at the reaction of the phony, corrupt people at CNN and in the broader news media to the incident where there are inert bombs sent. Of course, one was, and they thought, oh, the press is being targeted here. Why? Because John Brennan had one sent to him at CNN where he doesn't work. That's it. That's the press is being targeted here. And again, we've had Republican members of Congress shot at and shot. We have had Republican administration officials assaulted, verbally assaulted, accosted. We've had them delivered unto them envelopes with what is supposed to be ricin. That's a terrorist attack. Those are threats. But the news media just didn't cover that. Nobody knows that this guy was charged 2 days ago. Ask John Berman and Allison Camerota at CNN if they know about the man being charged 2 days ago in this terrorist attack, this assault on our democracy, these attempted assassinations. This is what CNN is calling the inert packages that look like bombs with objects, devices that look like bombs contained therein, which, according to each and every account, are not explodable, not detonatable. They're incapable of exploding, and still they're regarded as, what? Assassination attempts. It's the fraud that is the American media is truly extraordinary. And my alma mater is an absolute disgrace, just a complete and utter disgrace. There's some Michael Avenatti news today, speaking of the Democrat Party's highest echelons. And also, the news media is blaming President Trump for the terrorist bombing attacks, which they're not bombing attacks. They're not. You know, if you send something that's not ricin, in the end, it's not really a ricin attack. If you're firing blanks, which James Hodgkinson was not, it's not really an attempted assassination, if you know you're firing blanks. And if you send bombs that are not really bombs, it's not a bombing attack. It's an inert object attack. It's still a terror attack. It's still terrorism. He's still a terrorist because he's terrorizing. But the bombs were not. They were not bombs. That's very important to understand, I think, if you're going to be an adult and engage in a serious conversation on the great issues of our day. Our news media is not behaving as adults behave, and they're not engaging in a serious conversation on the great issues of our day. They're frothy, hate-filled, angry leftists who are so filled with contempt for President Trump that they try to blame hurricanes on him. They multiply, what was the death toll out of Puerto Rico? They multiplied it by 46 times. Special to this one event. No other hurricane will have the death count judged that way. Just that one. So the hurricane could be blamed, and the death count could be blamed on President Trump. Truly astonishing. The hypocrisy, the clownish hypocrisy of CNN and the fraudulent, corrupt news media driving this country to an extremely dangerous place. And there are people on television saying that they figured it out. They got it all figured out. It's Sean Hannity's fault. That's coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Chris Plant here. If you suffer from allergies and asthma or get sick too often, listen up. I researched home air purifiers, and here are the facts. That HEPA technology we thought cleaned the air we breathed was invented during World War II and traps mostly large particles. The problem? The air in our homes often contains micropollutants like bacteria and mold, which can make you sick, and HEPA filters can't destroy those. So I replaced the HEPA units in my home with Molecule air purifiers. Molecule does more than trap airborne pollutants, it destroys, I repeat, destroys them with nanotechnology before you inhale them and get sick. Do what I did. Get Molecule and destroy. Don't collect pollutants. You'll breathe easier and sleep better almost immediately. It's the happiness guarantee. Not happy in 60 days? Send it back for a refund. Visit GetMolecule.com, spelled M-O-L-E-K-U-L-E, and save $75 with promo code Chris. That's promo code Chris at GetMolecule.com.
I used to leave voicemails for myself, because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business, so no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger, because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
I'm Jay Farmer, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
I love people who can sit there in front of you and listen to what you say, and it just goes in one ear and out the other. They don't hear a thing. Aren't they remarkable? Chunk Todd. Now, again, the last time there was a terrorist attack against Republicans was about 2 weeks ago, and it was by mail, and it was supposed to be ricin. Now it's supposed to be bombs, but they don't explode. Before that, it was a month ago, and it was letters to the president, the secretary of defense, the chief of naval operations, the FBI director, the CIA director, and it was supposed to be the deadly toxin ricin. This was 4 weeks ago. Now, we just had some limited caller call in and say, oh, yeah, how'd you feel if this was, or what would you be saying if this was Republicans being targeted? Well, it's been 2 weeks since that happened. And before that, it was another 2 weeks since that happened. And before that, it was James Hodgkinson on a baseball field with an SKS rifle. So don't lecture me about what would I say the last time. I've got plenty of experience talking about the last time it happened against Republicans. You half-wit. Now, your memory is faulty. I understand that. That's why you're a lefty. You don't understand anything. You don't remember anything. The last time it happened was, I had food in the refrigerator that I still have in the refrigerator now. That's how long ago it was that we had the last left-wing terrorist attack against Republican government officials. All right? So, Tigger, what would you say if it was? Tune in more frequently, and you'll hear what I say every time it happens, because it happens fairly frequently. There were people on the Senate Judiciary Committee had their lives threatened, their children's lives threatened, their wives' lives threatened. They had to step up police protection because of the terrorist threats against Republican members of the Senate over the Kavanaugh hearing. Kavanaugh's life was threatened. His children's lives were threatened. His wife's life was threatened. How stupid are you that you don't remember this stuff from 2 weeks ago? Honestly, do you know that we were talking this morning, this Julie Swetnick person who lied about everything and will probably end up in prison with her lawyer, Michael Avenatti? There's a great update on that story today. Do you know that Michael Pierce and I were talking about this morning? She just emerged this month. It was October it seems like a year ago. And Julie Swetnick, one of the Democrat Party's weapons against Brett Kavanaugh, who said that Brett Kavanaugh was slipping buckets of Quaaludes into the punch and then handing red Solo cups to girls who then passed out in parties and houses full of people, and then lines of Georgetown prep boys with squeaky, shiny faces because they don't shave yet, lined up to gang rape these unsuspecting teenage girls, and that this went on for years. And the news media reported all of this like it was coming from the burning bush of truth. And they never questioned Julie, because you can't question the accuser. And she had that wonderful lawyer who Tucker Carlson calls the creepy porn lawyer, Michael Avenatti. I think he's going to be the next Democrat candidate. And he might be the candidate from prison for president.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We humans may not get to hibernate, but we still love to feed that inner bear. Black Bear Diner is serving up your favorite comfort food, plus new items including Fit and Focused, Blackened Salmon, a vegan Beyond Burger, and even avocado toast. But they've not forgotten those of us who want to go full bear. Load up your favorite sides of potatoes and fries with cheese and bacon, or try our new creamy and very indulgent mac and cheese entree. Feed your inner bear at Black Bear Diner, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road, just before Gervan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Redding community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
We don't know who sent the packages, but I do know in my heart that President Trump bears a lot of responsibility for rhetoric that made it almost inevitable that top Democrats in the media would be targeted.
There you go. Made it almost inevitable. Well, then how do you explain the death threats against Brett Kavanaugh? How do you explain the vicious death threats to rape and dismember Brett Kavanaugh's wife and Brett Kavanaugh's little girls? How do you explain that? Is that Trump's rhetoric? How about the ricin to Senator Susan Collins' house? Their dog had to be quarantined. Her husband had to be quarantined, in addition to the dog, not to put the dog first. We have death threats being leveled against every Republican member of the Senate Judiciary Committee over the Kavanaugh thing. Kavanaugh's family, Kavanaugh's friends, threatened, menaced. Susan Collins getting the ricin envelope. Shortly after the ricin envelopes were sent to the White House, the Pentagon, the CIA, and elsewhere, all the senior, not all, but many of the senior administration officials in the Trump White House and the Trump cabinet. And that, of course, is not, well, whose rhetoric caused that? I guess that was Trump's rhetoric, too, because that's the way this works with these people. These people. Aren't they amazing? And that was Mika. She doesn't have a brain, which is not her fault. She was born that way, and her parents probably didn't have brains either. I know her father was an incredible incompetent who gave us the, and they consider him a hero on the left, who gave us the era of the Ayatollah in Iran. Thanks very much. Isn't it great? Sarah, let's go to soundbite number one. We're at 888-630-9625. Also, we have the GDP numbers out this morning, which is kind of fun. Now, it's not 4.2% as it was for the last quarter, but the new GDP numbers, U.S. economy grew at 3.5% pace in the third quarter, faster than expected. Gross domestic product expanded by a 3.5% annual rate. Economists polled by Dow Jones expected the economy to expand by a 3.4% annual rate. So it beat the projections by 0.1%, but we're well beyond the 3% economic growth rates that the Democrats said were unattainable and unachievable, keeping in mind that Barack Obama's eighth year as president, we enjoyed a 1.6% economic growth rate. The last quarter was, of course, 4.2%, and that's pretty darn good, too. And if the lefties take the House, in the midterm elections in a couple of weeks, they will do everything they can to destroy the economy for the presidential election, which will then be a scant 2 years away. And they can't have a booming economy when Trump is running for re-election. So they will look to destroy tax cuts and undermine economic growth so that they can point to it and say, see, their numbers aren't so good. This is what they do. That's how they work. So that is a big deal. That means millions of jobs, the difference between 1.6% economic growth and 3.5% economic growth represents trillions into the economy, and it represents millions of jobs in the United States of America. The Democrats would seek to dash that because their political fortunes are at stake here. The New York Times has a gentleman that types for the Democrat Party but has an office there. He is aptly named Charles M. Blow. Charles M. Blow is a hardcore anti-Trump lefty. Of course he is. He's employed by the New York Times. He wrote a little piece yesterday with the headline, Count Me Among the Mob. Do we have any mob? We have any Antifa at Berkeley? Count me among the mob. If it means people who stand in opposition to Trump's degradation of the country. It's the party of Bill Clinton here. Oh, look, is it Braveheart or is it liberals at UC Berkeley trampling the First Amendment rights of an Orthodox Jew wearing a yarmulke who they call a Nazi and call Hitler? Which is it? This is the mob you're part of, Mr. Blow, the aptly named Mr. Blow. We have to beat some stuff out of there because... One thing I find profoundly disappointing about modern liberalism, he typed on behalf of the left, particularly as it now stands in opposition to Trumpism, is the degree to which it is reactive, governed by what is going to be done rather than by its own positive vision. That's because your positive vision has played out in Venezuela, and it doesn't work out very well. He typed another one, too, rhetoric, mobs, and terror. See, it's terror. Now, none of this was happening with the Ryson letters, with the death threats to the Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, to Brett Kavanaugh's family, to his children, to his wife. None of this was done by the news media for any of this because they're filth, because they're corrupt, because they're Democrat Party apparatchiks and not journalists at all. I was a journalist. I spent a good portion of my adult life looking to be as scrupulously and strictly objective and fair and balanced as possible. And I really had to leave the business because, well, the business left me, to paraphrase the great Ronald Reagan. There is no way, Mr. Blow types, to consider the explosive devices sent to prominent Democrats and the CNN offices and not recall Donald Trump himself has created a toxic environment by openly targeting many of these very people and entities in his overheated, overwrought rhetoric. Now, again, how many days ago was it? It was day before yesterday, or yesterday, CNN is confused, when the individual in Utah was charged with multiple felony counts of targeting the president and cabinet members with Ryson envelopes. It's the very definition of a terrorist attack. Now, again, the Ryson turned out to be inert. In this case, the bombs turned out to be inert. They're not bombs. They're devices that look like bombs. They're no more bombs than what Ahmed the clock boy brought to school that day. And the news media was very quick to declare that that's not a bomb. It just looked exactly like one from an episode of Mission Impossible. And Ahmed bringing it to school on the anniversary of September 11th shouldn't have rattled anybody because Ahmed is just a cute little boy who wanted a scholarship to MIT and an invitation to the White House. But the news media, they know that all of this is Trump's fault and that it's his rhetoric. And I'm hearing this from people that I know. Oh, this is clearly Trump's rhetoric. You know, I got to tell you, you have Newsheimer's. Your memory is faulty. You don't remember 2 days ago. Well, that's not your fault because nobody reported that 2 days ago that the Democrat was charged with sending the ricin letters to all these officials in Washington. The media completely ignored it. Ask anybody at the Thanksgiving dinner table. Who is James Hodgkinson? Watch the liberals look around confused because the news media dropped that story within 48 hours. Not a big deal. Congressman was shot. Bunch more were shot at. Terrorist attack. Attempted mass assassination. Now the news media, they're really something. I got to tell you. All right, let's go to some audio here. Let's go to soundbite number one. Let's go to soundbite number one. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is the spokeswoman for the President of the United States. And she is ridiculed and excoriated and smeared and called all kinds of names and words by liberals on television on Saturday Night Live. And because, you know, believe the woman? Nah, that's a bunch of BS. Only believe the women that are accusing Republicans. If you are Keith Ellison's ex-girlfriend and he beat the snot out of you and dragged you off of bed naked and told you to take out the garbage B-word, that's fine. The news media doesn't care about that at all. If you're Cory Booker and you grabbed a man in a men's room and tried to force him to his knees to perform an act upon him that Allie Watkins at the New York Times normally performs upon her sources in order to get scoops, then the news media gives you a free pass. Complete oblivion for that story. It didn't emerge. The news media killed that story because they're fluffers for the Democrat Party and they're not actually journalists at all. And those would, if you're a Republican and you are at an LGBTQQIAA asterisk event in 2014 and a man came forward and said, Lindsey Graham, I'll use Lindsey Graham just for no particular reason. Lindsey Graham forced me into a men's room, started rubbing my genitalia with his hands, grabbed my hand, put it on his genitalia, then tried to force me to my knees by putting his hand on my shoulder. I think that'd be a news story. I think the news media might pay attention to that story. That could get some coverage. I'm just guessing. I don't want to leap to any conclusions here. But the news media said, well, this is Trump's fault. This is Trump's fault. Then again, James Hodgkinson was a Bernie Sanders volunteer who loved Rachel Maddow and MSNBC and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And he was shot to death by the police in a suicide attack where he attempted the mass assassination of Republican members of Congress. That is a non-story in the pantheon of stories of the Trump administration. That is an uncovered story. Last week, a ricin to Susan Collins. The week before that, the death threats against Kavanaugh and all the Republican senators that voted for them and against their families. I'm talking about mangled, mutilated, burnt mammal corpses left on the front porch of a Trump administration official. Talking about rice and envelopes. The guy was just charged 2 days ago, completely ignored by the news media, to all these Trump administration officials. And none of this goes onto the radar at CNN or MS or the Washington Post or the New York Times or Bill Maher or Saturday Night Live or any place else. No, but this is an assault on democracy itself and an attempted mass assassination of the Democrat Party leadership with inert bombs that couldn't blow up if you strapped an M80 to them. Well, maybe if you strapped an M80 to them. So let's go to Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Yesterday, they're dogging her and yelling at her. This was all Trump's fault. This was all his rhetoric.
The president is certainly not responsible for sending suspicious packages to someone, no more than Bernie Sanders was responsible for a supporter of his shooting up a Republican baseball field practice last year.
No more than he was. Well, he certainly wasn't held responsible. And this guy visited Bernie Sanders' office on Capitol Hill and met with his senior staff. He volunteered during the campaign. His Facebook is all Bernie all the time. He's the Southern Poverty Law Center guy, which specifically targeted Congressman Steve Scalise as a bad guy in all of this. CNN, and then he shows up and he shoots everybody, not with blanks, not with blanks. All right, so Allison Camerota used to be a journalist, and then she started work at CNN. And this morning on the television, you know, President Trump tweeted last night in the middle of the night, well, 3-something, approximately 3 a.m. They kept changing the time. But approximately 3 a.m., the president tweeted about this, and the news media became very upset because he took a shot at the news media. And he said that there should be unity, and now he's taking a shot at us. But unity isn't about unity with you. It's between, neighbors and family members in the United States of America. You guys still suck. And you've been blaming him, and you don't even know if it's a Bernie Sanders supporter that's sending these devices that don't explode or not. What, here's one of the jokes that emerged yesterday is, you know how you know a Democrat sent all these devices? Because they don't work. See, bada boom. See, because they don't work. They're on welfare. They're saying, bada bing. They don't work because they don't work. That's the joke. You got to get jokes out of these things, I think. And what was the other one? Oh, one showed up at Elizabeth Warren's office. Now, there wasn't a detonator attached, but there were two small wooden sticks. See, because that's how Indians, they rub sticks together to make a fire, and that would be the detonator. It's a half-baked joke, I will give you, just like these devices. Allison Camerota is a half-baked journalist, and she's paid, seven figures to come in and say ridiculous things like this. The president tweeted last night, and he took a shot at the media. It's like, hey, media have any responsibility when it comes to the rhetoric going on in the country and the back and forth? No, of course they don't. You know why they don't? Because they're the ones who get to say who's responsible for it. Naturally, they're not going to say they're responsible for it. Turn on 3 minutes of CNN or MSNBC, and the hate is just gushing off the stream. He's Hitler. He's responsible for this. But Democrats aren't responsible for anything. Anything. Allison Schmallison Camerota.
So while the manhunt intensifies, President Trump appears consumed by the perception that he's not being presidential through this crisis.
That's not what he's consumed by. That's really not it at all. The president said early in the morning this morning, funny how lowly rated CNN and others can criticize me at will, even blaming me for the current spate of bombs. They're not bombs, by the way. And ridiculously comparing this to September 11th and the Oklahoma City bombing, which they have most definitely done. Yet when I criticize them, they go wild and scream, it's just not presidential. So that's what prompted Schmallison Camerota to utter that ridiculous line there. And then they ran a soundbite of the president saying in Wisconsin a couple of nights ago, time to come together. A little unity would be good. And the news media continued to say, it's all your Trump. It's all your fault, Trump, that these things are blowing up all of America and these mass assassination attempts, which are an assault on our democracy. Forget about the Ryson. Forget about James Hodgkinson. Forget about MSNBC. Forget about the Democrats. Forget about Hillary saying there will be no civility. Forget about Barack saying get in their faces. Forget about Maxine Waters saying go harass them wherever you find them. Forget about all of that. None of that happened, you see. None of that happened. Schmallison.
The president is abandoning his very short-lived call for unity and attacking the media again.
Oh, he's attacking the media again. Oh, and that means that's an end to unity. So now the media is free to resume operations as usual. Aren't they wonderful journalists? And the president, how dare he be upset that we're blaming him for the pipe bombs, which aren't bombs?
Sources tell CNN the president is upset. He believes he's being unfairly linked to the package bombs.
No.
His critics.
No, come on. Unfairly linked to the package bombs sent to his critics. They're actually not. If they're not capable of blowing up, are they bombs? It's just another macro lie. But it's still all his fault because they want him to change the way he talks. And they're going to blame him for hurricanes and for Bernie Sanders people and for everything else until he stops criticizing them. This is really about their own sensitivity and their little girls.
Sources also tell CNN the president has no plans to cool off his fiery rhetoric and that he will not accept any responsibility for his toxic tone.
How dare he? How dare he? The best. And then they had a nitwit on. And one little thing, just one little thing. They keep calling them bombs, assassination attempts, a mass terror campaign. One little thing that even CNN knows, but they don't say it very often.
Outside experts tell CNN that the lack of a triggering mechanism suggests the bombs were never meant to explode.
Well, then they're not bombs, are they? Bombs explode. It's the definition of a bomb. It's if you have a wooden block, it's not a car. If you have a lump of metal, that's not a Cadillac. And a device that is designed to not explode is not a bomb. It's still terror and terrorism. Because it's designed to terrorize and to frighten. However,
you're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
24/7, 365. You're up and at 'em every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved one should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You'll select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. Look up visitingangels.com or call 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Franchises are available. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? You may qualify for the Fresh Start program. Civic Tax Relief can give you free information on how the program works. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. They know the proper steps to save you the most amount of money. They will negotiate your tax debt and protect you from bank levies or wage garnishments. Call for your free Fresh Start information now. 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. 800-955-8408.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
All right, let's go very quickly to the phones. Let's go to Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Bill.
I am a registered Democrat, and I crossed over and voted for Trump. And I usually don't vote in midterms, but I can tell you with all of this, I am voting straight Republican right down the line. I can't tell you what Republican is running in Ohio, but when I go into that ballot box, I will vote every Republican. My wife is going to do the same thing, and I have two daughters who are 30 and 25, and they are going to do exactly the same thing. They are fed up with this nonsense.
Well, what is it that pushed you over the edge?
This thing with the Kavanaugh thing really set my kids off and my wife, and now this thing with all these bombs, it wouldn't surprise me if somebody in a Democratic Party in my party did this to make Trump look bad. It just would not surprise me.
Now, you always voted you voted for Obama twice.
I voted for Obama the first time, and I voted for Romney the second time for the simple fact that he drove my deductible up from $200 to $2,000.
Yeah, right. That happened to me, too, from $320 to over $1,000 a month after-tax money. Got to make a lot of money to pay those Obama premiums. All right, so you voted for Romney, and then you voted for Trump. Now, you're still a registered Democrat, so you're voting in the Democrat primaries.
Yeah.
All right, but this, not next Tuesday, but the following Tuesday on Election Day, you're going to vote a straight Republican ticket, and your whole family's voting a straight Republican ticket.
Correct.
Because enough of this smut, this stuff.
It's they're not doing what's best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.